throb. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, upon the face of this very planet. It is my delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you on this very blessed day. Today is the 10th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2015, with the time now here standing at approximately 8 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. We must welcome each and every one of you. We must start by apologizing for our non-presentation for the past couple of days. It is not due to any effort on our side not to try as much as we can. We did, but we were not able to come to you because the limitations of the communications infrastructure prevalent in this very damnable zoological republic could not allow us to preach this very wonderful gospel that Chukwu Abiama himself have decreed that we must preach. That is why we ask for your understanding, for your forgiveness as we continue to work. Somebody inboxed me yesterday to say, I must seriously consider going outside this very place to ensure that this gospel will continue to be disseminated in a ceaseless manner, in a fashion that will ring entirely consistent with our creed, never ever to give up, never to retreat, never to surrender, always to advance forward in the interest of the restoration of our country, or we face death in this process. That is why I'm here. And I must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those in the Far Eastern part of the world, who, for those of them who are there suffering, those in prison, those incarcerated, those who are in their mortuaries, those of them running from immigration service, those of them incarcerated, being harassed, those of them being disturbed, those of them that sleep has been taken away from them because they are where they should not be, because they are outside this very holy land of Biafra, because they are outside these very shores, we cannot protect them. The reason why we do what we do is essentially for those of you who are in the Far Eastern part of the world where you don't have any rights. You are not regarded as a human being, where you are mistreated, where you are maltreated, where you don't know anybody who can come to your rescue. We want all of you to come back because we know that Radio Biafra is being listened to right across this very planet. This is a live presentation. I must caution you. I must inform you. It is therefore my pleasure to welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are this very moment. Regardless of the continent, the country, the town, it does not matter. As long as you are a Biafran, we must welcome you. As long as you are joining us via CHK 97.6, as long as you are listening via your FM transistor radios, as long as you are listening to us via satellite, of which we are on 7 of them, as long as also you are following us on www.radiobiafra.co, as long as you are part of this very family listening this very moment via rblworld.tv, as long as you are listening via tuning.com, if you are following us via ipob.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, we must welcome you. If you can, please go to TuneIn and download TuneIn app on your mobile phone, on your tablet. Download TuneIn app on your laptop. You can download it on your mainframe computer. As long as you have any device that can access the internet, you should be listening to Radio Biafra. We are the largest indigenous broadcaster of its kind anywhere on this planet. We are the only people capable in this very part of the world to almost simultaneously broadcast on radio, on satellite, and also online. At the same time, not even NTA can manage it. Nobody can. because we are formidable. Because we have come here to do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. And because Chukwu Abiama is rightfully with us morning, noon, and night. That is why anything we lay our hands on, anything we wish to accomplish, we accomplish it. Not because we have any strength. Not because we are any extraordinary more than any other set of people on this very planet, but because Chukwu Abiama is with us and because Chukwu Abiama himself is God. That is why we are here today, and that is why we must ceaselessly offer every praise and adoration to him. That is why Chukwu Abiama must be beckoned upon. That is why we offer every praise that we can muster, every prayer, everything that we are today, we were in the past, potentially to become in the future. We offer in unremitting submission to the will of heaven, to the will of the Almighty God himself, Chukwu Abiama, that he may always abide with us, that he may sustain us and keep us, not just now, but always, because his words will never fail. We have come to serve his work. We have come to serve his purpose. We have come to serve his mission. Our work here is to serve his project, and that very project is the complete, unremitting, absolute restoration of his own kingdom upon the face of the earth, the Republic of Biafra. That's why we are here. If you hear us discussing Biafra all the time, if you are tired of us saying Biafra, Biafra, Biafra all the time, you must bear with us. We don't apologize for that. We have come to restore God's own kingdom upon the face of the earth. This very holy land, this blessed land turned upside down, handed over to the entity of darkness by the British. Those of them that sought to enslave the children of the Most High God and hand them over to the forces of darkness, to the forces of the underworld, to those of them who are controlled by Lucifer, agents of Satan. We must remove ourselves from these people. We have come not in peace. We have come in pieces. Some people think that we would not fight, but we can assure them that we only want to fight when we know we are going to win. We cannot allow the same nonsense that obtained between 67 and 70 to happen in our lifetime. This is 2015, and this year we must march. We must thank those of them in California, USA, especially the Los Angeles family, and the one on the news for that matter, for supplying us with the medical kit that we always wanted. We thank the one on the news family, especially Anne Wanonenyi, and also Adeze Wanonenyi. All of you who contributed in one way or the other to ensure that this army here on the ground is well taken care of, we thank each and every one of you. And as I say so, I know that Chukwu Abiama in heaven will bless each and every one of you. This is Radio Biafra. If you are not accustomed to us, if you thought that because we were unable to come to you live from Biafra land here for the past few days, that somehow we have fizzled out, we have petered away, you are grossly mistaken, because we never stop. We only march forward. That is only what we know. We have done what no other group of people has ever been able to do, or can ever manage, or can ever muster in their entire lifetime. Because Chukwu Abiama is with us. We are IPOB, the indigenous people of Biafra, of which I serve in the capacity of its leadership. Therefore, wherever you are, I must welcome you once again. Tell those who are around you that we are live on this very day, the 10th day of February 2015. Tell them that humanity is listening. Tell them this is our PM edition. Tell them that the limitations of the infrastructural unavailability here in the damnable Zoological Republic cannot stop us from preaching the word of God. Because Chukwu Abiama in heaven must be praised. And we praise him on this very platform. That is why we don't have any other God. We don't worship any idol. We cannot do that. Here on Radio Biafra, we must do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. And we do so without any shred of fear before our enemies. Because only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of this same Chukwu Abiama will beckon upon all the time, I will now and forever remain a loyal and abiding servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I don't serve those born of Awosa Fulani. Nini Nende Awosa Turimeham. I don't serve them. I despise them. They don't belong here. I don't need contaminated blood in this very holy land. This land must remain pure. This land we know we must dedicate to heaven. This very land we will fight for. If need be, we shall die for her in order to ensure that Biafra comes. There is no stone that will be left unturned. Everything humanly possible will be done to ensure that Biafra comes. From this very year, things can no longer be the same. We must march this very year. I thank our volunteers for coming out. I thank those of you that continually, every blessed day, dedicate yourself to the service of your country without flinching, without retreating, without surrendering, making sure that what is right is done on a daily basis. I salute your courage. I salute your patriotism. I salute your dedication. But above all, I ask for the mercy of the Most High God to rest upon each and every one of you and your families. Those of you that left your wives and your husbands to devote yourself to this very effort, your reward is the coming of the Republic of Biafra. And you will see Biafra in your lifetime. I welcome all of you wherever you are. We are live and direct. This is not a replay. It will only be a replay when the time is no longer 17 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening, or 17 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. That is how you know that we are live. If you look at your clock right now, it is either 17 minutes past or very close to 17 minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are across the 24 time zones of the world, because we are live and direct to the entirety of humanity. Heaven is even listening, as I know that every crowned head upon the face of the earth is also listening, because this is and will remain the highest university you will ever attend in your life. Without Radio Biafra, we are nothing. Without Radio Biafra, we are blind. People say that Radio Biafra is the lens with which they see. Radio Biafra is the eyes with which they can look. Radio Biafra, it gives them perception, gives them understanding, gives them reason, equips them with the requisite knowledge to be aware of what is happening around them. Because of that, the zoo must fall. This very entity of darkness must fall. We are live and we are direct. They cannot stop us. They will try their best, but we will always come back. And this evening we are back. Radio Biafra is live and direct, and we are coming from Biafra land, nowhere else. This holy land is where we are coming from. That in the end, Chukwu Abiama will take the praise. Every protocol will be observed here. We will give you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. We will go on to analyze this very news. We will also bring you our live interactive session, by which we mean you will be at personal liberty or collective, as a matter of fact, to call Radio Biafra. We will take your call, and the rest of humanity will be able to hear your voice, because on this very platform, we do what is right, both before heaven and before this very earth. I will therefore give you some telephone numbers to call. When the time comes, you will call this very number. And as you call it, heaven will bless you, because once you speak here, even the angels of the Lord in heaven will be able to hear your voice. This is Radio Biafra, the most sacred and blessed platform that the dissemination of this very gospel can ever come from. That is where we are not to, basically. We cannot have imitation. Anything else apart from Radio Biafra is nonsense, funded by the forces of darkness to try to confuse those of you who are gullible enough to listen to them. On this very platform, we speak the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Our enemies understand this within. Those without have come to respect that very fact, that we do not lie. We don't deceive. We don't prevaricate. We don't retreat. We don't surrender. On this very platform, we remain incorruptible, beyond corruption. We don't know corruption. Corruption can never know us. That is why we maintain, we proclaim, we assert with every certainty that we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. Idiots may sneer. Those of them sent by Satan may seek to convince those of you who are stupid. But here, if you understand the truth, if you are willing to pursue that very truth to its bitterest end, then here is where you belong. That is why we speak with every certainty. I know that Biafra is coming, because we have the key. We have the secret. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't steal. And above all, Chukwu Abiama is God. Those are the keys. Once you have them, you remain without fear in the face of your enemies. All the time, you will speak the truth regardless of the consequences. It doesn't matter. As long as you speak the truth, as long as you understand the essence of this very gospel, there is no way that heaven cannot bless you. It's impossible. Inconceivable. That is why we know that Biafra will come. We do no wrong before heaven, and we help those who are unable to help themselves. That is why we do this work. Chukwa Biama, if we are honest, you give us Biafra, you will bless every endeavor of ours. If we are fake, then you will kill us. But because your word never fails, because you said that those of them that approach you in truth and honesty, you will restore their inheritance. That is what will come to you. That Biafra may come in our lifetime. That in the end, mankind may know that you are God. That is the meaning of Biafra. That those who come close to you will know your name forever and ever. That is why this same Biafra that Satan and all entities of darkness have refused its emergence must emerge despite all the odds. That in the end, humanity will praise your holy name forever and ever because you are God. This is Radio Biafra. The numbers to call when our lines open remains the same. They are for the avoidance of doubt. Please, I will also encourage you to get a pen and paper ready. Some people are prone to forgetting these very numbers. +234 816 861 3291. That is the very first number you must note. +234. When our lines open, please, you must note this. Or 081 686 13291. 081 686 13291. We are in Biafra land, unfortunately. Or regrettably, very sadly, part of this very entity of darkness. Today we expose them even more. I gana bahochu. We will speak the truth here. And that truth will set Biafra free and will forever ensure the disintegration of this man-made creation. A white man created Nigeria, not God. Chukwa Biama never put this place together. People have been living here for over 5,000 years. If it was the will of God that we must inhabit here within the Awosa Fulani, then Chukwa Biama would have allowed them to conquer us. But Awosa Fulani tried to conquer Biafra land. They did not succeed. They conquered Yoruba everywhere in West Africa. Awosa made it from the Sahel all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, except for this very holy land. In Biafra land, there is no Lakoba. There is no Muslim. There is no Islam. Why is that the case? Because we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama himself. We are descended from heaven. We don't worship idol. Arosapirapi, we don't bow before any god apart from the God of heaven, Chukwu Abiyama. Nothing else. Everything else, Warosi. Everything else you worship is idolatry. I refer you to Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. You will not worship any god apart from me. That is a commandment from God, not from man. Dinatwasi, Ndiocha, liars and deceivers. You go to church on Sundays and you worship idol. Unefarosi. You worship idol. You claim you are worshiping God. You are worshiping idol. Idol worshippers you are. Only one entity is worthy of worship. And that is Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. They call him Jehovah. They call him Yahweh. He has many names. Chukwu Okike, Chukwu Abiyama Kobo. Chineke nke puru ime ihe niile. The supreme almighty God. Now and forever. Even when Yeshua was here, he was asked to pray. You call him Jesus Christ according to the Greeks. His name is Yeshua. They asked him to pray. Master, teach me how to pray. He said, our Father who art in heaven. He never mentioned his own name. He said, our Father who art in heaven. In other words, every honor and glory goes to heaven. Not to man. If you can understand it. Even on the cross of Calvary, he said, unto the Father do I commit all that I am. People don't understand the word of God. In fact, you don't even understand English language. Chukwu Abiyama is only the entity worthy of worship. Everything else, this is Radio Biafra. We are also on 080-590-98137. I repeat, +234 805-909-8137. Our lines are not yet open for calls. Please, I will urge you to exercise some restraint until we open our line to take your calls. We are live and we are direct. Believe you me. For these past few days, we've not been able to broadcast from here. I am not happy. This very evening from here in Biafra land, it could be your morning or afternoon, depending on where you are around this very planet. We will preach this very gospel. We will not close until we are satisfied that the word of God has been preached here. This is Radio Biafra. We don't worship idol. We worship Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. We are also on our universal line, which is +44208133996. I repeat, +44 or 0044 if you are calling from any civilized country outside that civility. If you find yourself in this hellhole called Nigeria, the number to call is 00944-208-133-9976. We are also on Tango and on Viber, and the number for that is +44783130836. I repeat, 00944783130836 on Tango, on Viber, and on WhatsApp as well. We have our inquiry line, please. Not the normal studio line. Our inquiry line is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. Anything you want to find out, if you want to support what we are doing, if you want to participate as a soldier in the Army of Biafra, if you want to volunteer your services, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything you want, if you call 090-907-76589, you will get it. And for goodness sake, this is Radio Biafra. The very eminent barrister will join me when he's at liberty to do so. And please, barrister, I will encourage you to come to me via 081-686-13291. I repeat, 081-686-13291. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to our news headlines and accompanying news summary. But before I do so, I know that Chibuzi Wala is here with me. He may want to acknowledge each and every one of you. Before I proceed, the rest of them are at work. We are working very hard, believe you me. We are working very hard. And there will be no elections this year. Trust me. Not in Biafra land, there won't be any. There wouldn't be. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, please go ahead.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. I am Iwuala Chibueze. I hail from Nta is in Isialangwa North, Abia State, Biafra land. Welcome to today's gospel. Chukwu Abiama is God, and he has been doing wonderful things. When I say wonderful things, he is God. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. He just came in today on an errand for his country, and because of the work he has done today, I am very, very certain, categorical, that before Saturday of this very week, Enugu will be on CHK 97.6. Anybody who goes to pray, I want you to remember one very name as you pray. That name is Chika. That is the person that CHK is named after. Pray for him. Ask Chukwu Abiama to bless that very young man immensely. Because the money that this very single individual has committed to Biafra, Biafrans all over the world cannot even match it. The money he has committed to ensuring that this message spreads all over the world, I said, all the Biafran families around the world cannot match it. You must pray for him. Pray for Chukwu Abiama to have mercy upon him. Pray for Chukwu Abiama to sustain him and to heal him and his family. Ask Chukwu Abiama to be merciful towards him. That's what I ask you to do. For those of you in Enugu, on Saturday or before Saturday of this week, you will be on CHK 97.6. Categorical. I can assure you of that. Everywhere else we are coming. Our propagation is slow, we understand that, but we'll get to everybody. We keep moving. We have not come to deceive people. I cannot tell you about anything that we are not sure of. I cannot deceive my fellow citizens of Biafra. I cannot. The coming of the light of Wazirike is designed by the devil. Satan brought him. The reason why Satan brought him is so that he can destroy what has been built by heavenly forces, but he cannot prevail, he cannot succeed. What I love about Biafra is that the gates of hell cannot prevail over us. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister has joined me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, I can hear you, but your line is not very clear. Can you hear me? Good evening, Barrister, but your line is very bad. I'm sure that those listening can confirm that. Barrister, please, I have a number to give to you. And I want you to call this number, which MFA, if you're listening, ensure that Barrister receives this very number. That number is +234 816 861 3291, please. Which MFO, ensure that Barrister Mamezu gets this very number. +234 816 861 3291. Very, very important, very, very critical that Barrister joins me this very evening. And this is Radio Biafra. Our lines will open when they open, and we will take your calls this evening. I promise to take every call coming in. As long as you remain resolute and steadfast, I will take your call. I will take your call once after we must have finished presenting the news headlines and accompanying news summary. This is Radio Biafra. I must welcome you, wherever you are. And once again, please tell your friends and your family, I am starting our headlines today with news I should have presented almost 2 days ago. But because of the importance of this very news item, even Satan Ekwensu did not want me to present it, but I must do so. There is a 15-year-old boy that won science competition. Do you know what the name of this boy is? Babando Akeze. Not an Awosa boy, not Yoruba, not Fulani. Not TV, not Nupe, not Kanuri, not Gwari. The only person capable of winning any science prize is an Igbo boy. A Biafran, for that matter. By Igbo, I mean stretching all the way from Igboakre, which I passed today, Banke, all the way to Igwenga, which is Opobo. All Igbo territory, all Igbo areas. I will go back again to the barrister to see if I can get hold of him. Barrister, remain where you are. I am coming to you to see if we are at liberty to connect with you properly, please. Barrister, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director.
It is better now. Please, you may proceed. The world is hearing.
Yes, is the line coming through now?
It's better now, Barrister. Go ahead. It is far better than before. Please, go ahead.
Good evening to you. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. All of you, wherever you are, Director sounds very energetic, very powerful, and very enthusiastic in the broadcast today. That means everything is running fine, Director. And I must tell you, the network is holding and holding tenaciously. In that token, we greet all of you, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We will never cease talking to you on a daily basis because the zoo is crumbling, the zoo is falling, and we have to help to bury the zoo that's supposed not to exist in the first place. Because of oil, millions of Biafrans have died. Because of what we have, I have never known ever in my life that for what belongs to you, you could be killed because of what belongs to you. This is the very first time ever, ever, that somebody can ever died for holding something that belongs to him or her. Elderly always say, "Awa." That means a child can never die for what belongs to him or her. But because of the amalgamation, because of the advent of the British people, wars have happened to be up. We don't know how to put, where to put our heads. Every day we are killed. Why? Everywhere in the world, we are not being spared. Even our own native lands, our own native villages, towns, we are not spared. We are being killed. We are being hounded for what belongs to us. Now, Biafrans, wherever you are, if you don't stick your head up to protect yourself for all this savagery, for all these killings, that means you are all fools and should not even live. For those who believe in 10% or 5%, if you don't rescue yourself now that the zoo is crumbling and falling, then we don't worth living. Because Chukwu Abiyama has provided the opportunity. As I said before a couple of days ago, that there has never been a time when Zulu's election was postponed. This is it. the postponement has a reason why, regardless of all we told Jonathan, the man who doesn't know if he's going forward or backwards, the man who doesn't even realize his life, wherever he goes, they stone him, they tried bombing him, the president. But Buhari will have safe passages in all the states in Biafra land. And yet, good luck, the president of the zoo could not have any safe passage. They destroy his cars. They kill his people. And he's still campaigning for one Nigeria. Good Jonathan, if you don't read the handwriting on the wall, you are the biggest fool on earth. Do not listen to the Westerners because their interest is our oil. Their interest is what they will get from us. Quit. Tell the house of Fulani Boko Haram to go on your own. Tell the robbers to go on their own. And let Biafra be Biafra. The handwriting is on the wall for you. If you cannot read it, you will die. And of course, if you die, you will not even know that you're dead. That is the unfortunate thing about life and death. If you're alive, you will know. When you die, you don't know. This is your time. There's a reason for the reason why the election is not happening at your proposed date, which was the 14th of February. Now you're going to 15th of March. Think. Look twice. Look at your back. Look at your front. Does he want your life? If you want to die, you've said 15th of March with the eyes of March in 44 BC. If you want to be the Brutus, you will go. But I tell you this, Biafra will never stop until Biafra is restored. We are being killed on a daily basis. I told you today, I reminded Obama that what's your legacy? If you go out of office, what would you say you've achieved? You'll be seen as a Muslim that you are. You have not done anything to have Christians. It'll be a cry shame on you, Obama. I text you, I told you, look at what you're doing if it's righteous. Our people are being killed on a daily basis. Biafrans, including what we have in our villages and towns, our land, we are being killed for what we have. The house of Fulani Boko Haram, we do not want to associate with us. But the British promised them that the British will take their own cut. And that's why we are suffering. Director, the line is holding. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. It's always a delight and pleasure to be joined by you anytime, any day. Thank you very much for being with us this very evening. As always, I must say, as always, only when you're outside the United Kingdom. This is Radio Biafra. Our work must continue. We must therefore bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very day, this very evening, from here in Biafra land. I must also caution those who are calling us. I must please remind them, do not call us until our lines open. Once our lines are opened up, then you can call us. You will be at liberty to call us. We will therefore be obliged to take your call. The rest of humanity will be able to listen to you as you put across your views and your opinions. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. As I was saying before, quite rightfully, I was interrupted by the barrister himself. I was reminding everybody that there is a 15-year-old boy. His name is Papando Akeze. This news was carried by NTA. Do you know the funniest thing about it? The headline from NTA reads, "Meet 15-year-old world science champion Papando Akeze from Nigeria." The reason or the essence of this very gospel this evening is to remind our people that the meaning of Nigeria is, let us deceive Biafrans. They call you a Nigerian when you are the world science champion. I said world science champion. This little boy is a Biafran. There is no day in your life, even if you live to be 1,000 years old, when an Awasa person will win any science award anywhere in the world. No Yoruba boy can win this type of an award. No Fulani boy His age mates in Fulani land, they are driving cattle from place to place. This boy understands this. I did not say national champion. I said world science champion. He's an Igbo boy. World science champion. His name is born that case. When NTA reported it, they said he's a Nigerian. When you meet your Yoruba friends and I was after, hey, we Nigerians, tell them, Satan, go behind me. Get away from my face. I am not a Nigerian. When it suits them, you are a Nigerian. When it doesn't suit them, they kill you. And they will keep killing you until you come to your senses. The essence of Radio Biafra is to educate and enlighten our people, to let you understand one after the other the need for you to go back to where you come from, to go back to Biafra land, where you belong. 15-year-old Igbo boy, world science champion, including participants from USA, from Canada, from Britain, from all the so-called developed countries of the world. And in fact, a Biafran boy, so to speak, is not Igbo because his fathers are disgracing him. I'll go to the news in a minute. He became the world science champion. I'll read the news and his interviews to all of you so you understand that when I say to some of you, you know, you don't understand. Some people are not in the spirit when they listen to Radio Biafra. You have to be in the spirit to grasp what we are saying. I said, I need 100 soldiers, only 100, and the zoo will fall. 100 only. People say, oh, but what? I said, I want natural born soldiers. I want those who are born naturally. I want natural born soldiers. Those that the day they gave birth to them, Chukwu Abiama ordained that they will fight for Biafra and they will get Biafra. These are the people we are talking about, and they are coming forward, believe you me. This is a Biafran boy, the most intelligent science boy in the whole world. Yoruba can never attain it. When I tell you that you are descended from heaven, you don't understand. When I tell you you are the salt of this very earth, you don't quite grasp it. When I say to you that going to Yoruba churches, you are diminishing yourselves, you don't quite get it. I challenge anybody. It's a challenge. I want you to travel around the whole of Africa and tell me if you can find a boy as brilliant as this. Tell me if you can find anybody who is as intelligent as this Biafran boy. Nobody. And you are in the same country with people who move cattle from Ndinachinama. I mean, are you reasonable? Are you sensible? If this boy were to be in the USA, he would be richer than Bill Gates. This boy will be the richest person in the whole world by virtue of his raw talent, by virtue of his superior intellect. Sometimes people accuse me of superiority complex when it comes to Biafra. I say to them that God does not make people like us twice. We are very, very different. If you want a nurse, I can give you somebody who is a nurse who didn't go to school. If you want a medical doctor, I said medical doctor, I can give you somebody who the day that we are born, they started to diagnose illnesses of various kinds. There is nothing you want you cannot find here in this holy land. People don't know the meaning of holiness. Israel is holy. There is no invention in the world that is not patented by a Jewish person. Go on, are you including nuclear bombs? Including nuclear, the science, the technology behind nuclear weapon. It was by Einstein, for those who don't know, and is in Israeli, Jewish, for that matter. We are the salt of this very earth. The only people lagging behind are Ethiopians. And why is that? Because they are worshipping idol. That's the reason why. This is Radio Biafra. 15-year-old boy. 15 years old. I said world science champion. I did not say African champion or Nigerian champion. I said the whole world champion. An Igbo boy. Awosa can never do this. Yoruba can. Yoruba will go into fortune to Oluwole. Nes Hoshi. Criminals and vagabonds. This tiny boy is a world champion. Do you know about him? The answer is no. Buying and selling. Do you know that one of your kind produced a boy who is so intelligent that he is the number one in the whole world? The answer is no. If you allow this boy, he can build a bomb that can sink the zoo overnight. And the good thing is that we have too many of them. Believe you me, we do. I said before, we will manufacture 60% of our armaments here. We will only import 40%. I must get it right. We will manufacture 60% here. 40% will be imported. I said here, we will manufacture them here. So all their blockade will mean nothing to us. People don't know. They think we are here. Oh, sit at home. Let's sit in the forest. Let's look at the market. And it is Biafra will come tomorrow morning. You don't reason very well. You need to plan to defeat your enemies. We lost in 70 because we suffered from the effects of air, land, and sea blockade. We had food blockade. In other words, we are going to fight in a very different way. We are going to be self-reliant. Understand that very well. And it takes time. Emmanuel Nunez were here buying and selling. You want profit overnight. If you don't see it, no, the world is coming to an end. If you go into manufacturing, which is far more lucrative, it will take you nearly 5 to 6 years before you can make any profit. But it's longer lasting. Look at all the business of buying and selling that have collapsed today. Nestle is still going. PZ is still going. Michelin is still going. For those of you who don't know. Guinness Brewery. Everything to do with manufacturing always continues. But buying and selling, all those make money today will always vanish tomorrow. For your information. Go and think about this very boy. He's 15 years old. And this is our signature headline today. 15-year-old Igbo boy, a Biafran, world science champion, world, the whole world, not Imo State champion. I wish Roger Sokoracha can look at this boy and tell me, do you think this boy should be in the same country with people who are driving cattle from place to place? Then Achinama, is that what you think? Do you think this boy should be with Yorubas in the same country who believe in forgery? I want you to show me a Yoruba boy. Who is a science student? Who can do what a 15-year-old... This boy did not go to school to study science. Chukwu Abiama gave it to him naturally, naturally talented. Will you understand the meaning of it? No. You are answering Nigerians. Stupid people. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. As we are producing... People don't know why I hate Ohaneze, but I will tell you this night. Old men. Okay, son of Hanyanaji. Old useless men. Stupid, foolish old men. Without shame, without honor. No integrity whatsoever. No self pride. Old men. Very, very useless. You produce a child like this. 15-year-old boy who is a world science champion. Ohaneze cannot honor him. They can't call him home and say this boy has done excellently well. He's a world champion. Let's close market for him. 1,000, 2,000, PDP, AMPC. All this rubbish. Useless people. You are into Nigerian politics. Your child is a world science champion. Do you know that? The answer is no. It's either you don't know the meaning of science or you are too stupid to realize it. Ohaneze ndi beribe. Let us see what they are doing. Jonathan's 5 billion gift tears them apart. Everything is money. Let us go and take money. I remember one idiot from Okwe that used Biafra to try and steal and deceive people. A name that I said before, nobody, by the time this idiot is finished with, nobody will answer that name anymore. The Ifajuna of our time. Ifajuna. Okwase. Okwase. Liars and deceivers and cheats. And what I said in the end days, that Satan will be able to convince those of them who are gullible enough not to believe in the word of God. You people went for 5 billion to endorse Jonathan. Ego Obara. Because of this 5 billion, people don't know this. Because of this 5 billion given to Ohaneze, Ohaneze, any time that Igbo people are killed in the north, they never make a statement. They never said, we are angry. Anytime our people are being killed, they can never rise up and say, let us call back our children. Never, ever, ever. Buhari stood up and said an attack against Boko Haram is an attack against the North. Buhari, one now running for the presidency. the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. Chasing 5 billion. These idiots don't know the amount of oil that leaves Okwa every day. They don't know what is happening at our Mama Flow Station. They have not been to Ebema to see the amount of crude oil being lifted from their own soil. But they run to Abuja begging for money. 5 billion. Because of that, you sell your conscience, you sell your worth and your value as a human being. And you want people to respect you because you're 80 years of age. You are an idiot. Okay, so, nabanyinaji. Because if you turn yourself into an ice cream as an elder, umwakanaga children, they are rachari. Very foolish men. They are scrambling for money. And they are Igbo men. Without shame, no honor. Peanuts. Chicken change. 5 billion is what Buhari spends on his presidential jet every blessed month, traveling from place to place. People without shame. Old men, full of senseless idiots, claiming they are elite. Elite fools. Polls postponement. The House of Representatives are now demanding the resignation of their so-called service chiefs. We wanted to bring this news to you. It wasn't possible, but today we are doing so. The House of Representatives, they want the resignation of the so-called Chief of Army Staff, Chief of Air Staff, Chief of Naval Staff, Chief of Air Staff, Chief of Dustbin Staff. You know, they have all these chiefs everywhere. That makes no sense to anybody. What excites me most is that, I mean, the idea or the thought of somebody who is the Chief of Air Staff. Is it a minima or minimum, whatever his name is, who cannot fit into an airplane? Chief of Air Staff, Defense Headquarters. When you hear these names, you start to vibrate because you see soldiers on the street with guns when civilians have no guns. Now, Boko Haram have the same guns they have, standard issue, Russian made AK-47 or Kalashnikov assault rifles, and you see them running. And I asked Nigerian Army, can you point to a war you have ever won before on your own? The answer is none. The answer is none. The time you fought the Biafran war, you had the British, the Americans, every Christian country in Europe supporting you, including the Pope. Even the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church was supporting Nigeria against Biafra. That's why I look at people who tell me that they are diehard Roman Catholics The Pope was against Biafra, for your information. You don't know this, go and read. I have them. And because our network is back on now, working as it should, fingers crossed, from tomorrow, I will begin to disabuse so many minds. I have privileged, classified information in America. From tomorrow, I'll begin to release them or form and be prepared to publish them. I will tell you that everything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Ogulemi woni beribe. Every Christian country in Europe was against Biafra. Why is that? Because they thought that once Biafra comes, that Jesus Christ will come. That Biafra represented the end of days. The same white people you see today, do you know how superstitious they are? They think that if we allow Biafra to emerge in Africa, that the world will come to an end. There is nothing that they are afraid of more than Biafra. Only Biafra frightens them. Ask any white person, the only people they are afraid of are Biafrans. And the Kikuyus in Kenya. Ask them, they will tell you. When they hear that a 15-year-old boy is a world science champion, including their own children, we beat them. They become afraid of you. And because people are afraid of you, don't be afraid of yourself. Because Chukwu Abiyama have said so. You are mine. I will take care of you. I will protect you. We lost the war because we did not know God. We are following white God, not Chukwu Abiyama. As I said to the class of 1770, you fought under a white man's God. This time around, we'll fight under the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. You see who will win. Watch and see. I don't care how many people turn their backs against us. It is irrelevant. Absolutely irrelevant. I said, the fewer we are, the greater the glory. As Melford Okido once told me, the former governor of River State in his house in London, what's the name again? Stratford. Want to see him? The former MPN governor of River State, Melford Okilo. He said to me that when 10 people share 100 naira, it's better than 100 people sharing 100 naira. The fewer we are in number, the greater the glory that is to come. Because man cannot stop the coming of Biafra. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how much money you have collected from India Wasa, claiming you can do one stupid thing or the other, you cannot do anything. I feel sorry for you people. All those of you against Biafra. You have failed. Even those claiming that they are Biafrans by mouth. Those of you that was Rike promised commissioner for health. In Akwabio Balo, you are the commissioner for education. All of you, in one family, you have 8-9 commissioners waiting for Biafra to come. Do you think that Biafra is for buying and selling? You think Biafra is something you go for looking for money? You think Biafra is going to be another state like Yoruba Land where there are touts everywhere? You think that Biafra is a place for Satan? You're all mistaken. All mistaken. Biafra represents the coming of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. That is why there is a village in Biafra land called Omo and Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. Go and reason, please. Most of you can't. But we can. We continue. Election will not be postponed any further. All Boko Haram camps will be taken out in 6 weeks, according to Dasuki. Now they know that Buhari is about to win. Is that the reason why Boko Haram is now going to lie down? You have not been able to defeat them since 2011. Is it within 6 weeks you defeat them? Because Buhari has gone to them to say, we are going to win, don't worry. After all, he's the chief sponsor. Jonathan doesn't understand. He's like another Euronsi. You surround yourself with Awasa people, thinking they will love you. Nam Daziki did the same nonsense. Chiobo Kadibo made the same mistake. Every idiot from here, they make the same mistake. Oh, it may be if I surround myself with Awasa, they will love me. Awasa can never love you. You are Nyamri. They will never, ever love you. Impossible. It's quite interesting that as they are killing Igbo people, they are killing people from so-called South-South. There is no difference this time around. But when they come for your votes, they tell you, oh, don't worry, Igbos are trying to dominate you. Whereas Awasa man is killing you every blessed day. They said the election will no longer be postponed. Awasa people are now sure of winning. They can hold the elections anywhere they want to. But in Biafra land, there will be no elections here. There won't be any. Animals in the zoo held to ransom. According to some people, we shall see that later on. A country that is so corrupt, it will be better for us to burn the money we give them in Iran. Listen, in Britain, the work Radio Biafra is doing is so phenomenal. I said phenomenal. That even now, a whole Britain is saying that the zoo they created is so corrupt. Oh my God, Hanjo is so corrupt. That they are better off burning the money they have than to give it to them here. Because we are here reminding white people that all the money you bring here is coming back to your bank accounts. Just wait for it. You give money to Nigeria is now coming back in the name of Ibrahim Dasuki. The world is listening. We are going to destroy this place completely until the zoo will fall. The zoo will fall. All of you that are Awasa contractors using the name of Biafra now on the Awasa, all of you idiots, you will run to Sokoto eventually. It doesn't matter how many criminals there are in your camp, you will all run. Because you have come to make money. We have come to die for our country. There is a very massive difference between the two. Election postponement, Alakoba, Islam. Once politicians against violence and provocative utterances. I don't know why the Sultan of Sokoto can warn politicians against violence and provocative utterances when they have not done the same thing against Boko Haram. That is, I don't know if people are pondering what I'm pondering. The same people, the same Mondia Wasa Islam, Alakoba. They warn people. Please be very careful of what you say about Nigeria. But Boko Haram is blowing the zoo to pieces. These same people cannot say a word. They can't say a word. nothing that they can say. Absolutely nothing. But when it comes to other people, oh, I said it, stop saying what you're saying. Now get a 10 minutes answer. We're warning you. How many times people don't pay attention to news? They think news is, Jonathan is going to open a 2 kilometer feeder road. That is rubbish news. It's not news. Think within yourself. Ask yourself this simple question. How many times have you heard the Sultan? How many times has the Sultan of Sokoto, Abubakar Saud III, how many times has he condemned Boko Haram? You can Google it and see for yourself. Also Google how many times this baboon has warned people not to say anything provocative about Nigeria. That tells you about Islamic agenda. And if you're banking on Hillary Clinton to save you, you are a moron. She's working with them. If the Democrats were to win in America next year, they will work with Boko Haram as usual to propagate Islam. I'm telling you that. You may not believe it. Most guys, I'll tell you, I told you so. That's all I can say to you. I told you so. Hillary Clinton is working with Hausa Fulani. Hillary Clinton is working with Hausa Fulani. If you don't know, let me tell you. Through their GM crops program. I'm telling you. Is it Monsanto? They call it. You know the GM crops group. There are things you don't know. If you come here, we tell you. Go and research it. And then you come back and say, oh, you are a director, you are right, you know. Of course we are right. You think we are wasting time here? There is no radio station on this planet like Radio Biafra. Even Europeans are trying to change the way they present radio to resemble Radio Biafra. It's impossible to replicate because we are original. Everything else is fake. Fulani headsmen and the Awos and the Fulani. One Nigeria, they have raped and killed a mother of three. You know that they sleep with cattle. As they are moving around, they are sleeping with cattle. If your mother is in the farm, may goodness, Lord in heaven, help her. Because she's gone. By the time your mother comes back, she is so diseased from the illness she caught from Awosa Fulani that raped her. You see women dying at the age of 52, 48, 49. Women, young women dying. And they always die nearly 4 or 5 months after going to the farm. They come back and they don't tell you, my son has been raped by Awosa Fulani. But Awosa Fulani men are here raping our women. Every blessed day. Now they have gone to Yoruba to rape them. Of course they have conquered Yoruba people, so that's not a problem for them. Yorubas are conquered people. Most of you don't know this. Kwara State is Yoruba land, but under Sokoto Caliphate. Why? Because you have an MA of Ilorin, answerable to Sokoto, not to Ile Ife. Ask anybody. They will tell you. Yorubas are conquered people. Yoruba person, oh, my Igbo brother, come, let us be in one Nigeria. One, because they want you to be as conquered as they are. Because if many of you are in this farm, in this useless animal kingdom as slaves, it's far more better for them. Because once Biafra is gone, I mean, what they'll do to Yoruba? Watch and see. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the first time, for the past few days, we have not been live here. Because the enemies of Biafra, the wretched providers of telecommunications in the zoo, are so backwards, it's unbelievable. Here, everybody lies. Do you know what they do here? You know when Jonathan runs short of cash or money to pay immigration workers, he will ask them to announce about job recruitment, and they will charge 1,000 naira for each form. They will get nearly 2 million people who are unemployed with no hope of employment in the zoo applying. Times 2 million by 1,000. It's nearly 2 billion. They collect 2 billion from that. And then they're able to pay their workers. And how about you think that even the telecommunication company... No, not at all. You will see them. Oh, buy 400 naira recharge card and you will get a woof of 1,200. You get nothing. They take even from you. They will tell you to pay 50 naira to subscribe, you pay, and they take even what you have. They will tell you, look at you, useless person. You want to come and pay 400 naira and get 1,200 in free airtime. No, they won't give you. Even the telecommunication companies that have the license to mint money, they cannot even be truthful and honest. That is why the British are running from this place. People think that the world is bad. When you want to know what is evil, come to Nigeria. When you come to the zoo they call Nigeria, you know that Satan is real. Everybody is a rogue. Onyochi, no nyam. Everybody is a bona fide criminal. Sanctified rogue. Is it pastor? Is it Ohaneze? Don't even talk about Ohaneze. Can they believe? Is it the president? A president is responsible for organizing a scam against poor, defenseless people. Come and buy form. This place, in fact, I don't know. Here is this very zoo epitomizes the handiwork of Satan. Even if you don't believe in Satan, if you come here, you will believe in Satan. Because this place is bad. Very, very awful. Terrible, terrible place for any idiot to come from. The zoo. God forbid. PDP in Plateau giving bags of fertilizer for PVC. There are pictures of PDP, the government or the party of Jonathan, the president. The world is listening. People don't know why we want the zoo to come to an end. Nigeria insults the brain of a black person. Fertilizer. Fertilizer for your vote. Fertilizer. Ordinary fertilizer. That even if you don't know how to use it, you will die from it. You will be poisoned. You will develop blood poison. If you don't know how to handle fertilizer, fertilizer is a chemical or a combination of chemicals. You will die from it. PDP giving bags of fertilizer for votes. And people are telling me they are proud Nigerians. You people are idiots. You no wonder you're a monkey, a baboon. Indeed, believer. People don't reason. I don't know why Chukwu Abiamah will bother creating people who cannot reason properly. Why would God create black people when black people cannot reason very well? Somebody's bringing fertilizer, taking all your wealth, giving you fertilizer you accept for another 4 years of slavery. Are you not an idiot? Why did God bother creating black African people? I don't know. I intend to ask him. And lastly, 20 ships with food, petroleum products arrive in Lagos ports. Are you listening? 20 ships with food. I thought you said, oh, Awosa is the breast basket of... Why are they importing food then? Dangote rice, Dangote pasta, Dangote indomie. That is what it has called. Food. 160 million people with a third of the country so-called gushing with oil. You cannot produce food to eat. And you claim you are civilized beings. That is why I call you monkeys. That is why I call you animals. You can't feed yourself. Amongst these ships that came in, some are carrying petroleum products. You exported crude oil at the rate of, say, $60 per barrel. You are now importing one barrel of kerosene for $60. One barrel of petrol for $60. One barrel of diesel for $60. Imagine. Can you see how stupid you really are as a Nigerian? You sold one barrel of crude oil. That is why you're so poor. You sold one barrel of crude oil to NNPC, which they stole some of the money, for $60. That same barrel went and produced one barrel of kerosene from it, one barrel of bitumen. All this, you import it back again. I have never seen a more devastatingly stupid collection of people. Nigeria epitomizes everything that is wrong with black people. Nigeria, an abundant disgrace. If you're a Nigerian, you're simply a monkey. The news in greater detail, this is Radio Biafra. After this, we shall go on to open our lines. But wherever you are, we are once again welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is 11 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening here in Biafra land. We have been incommunicado for the past few days, but we are here live and direct, and the whole of humanity is listening. The news in greater detail, please. There is a 15-year-old boy who is a Biafran. His name is Papando Akeze. They said he's a student from Lagos. Him and the Yoruba and Diyoshi. NTA said he's a student from Lagos. And he's no longer an Igbo boy or Biafran. No, he's from Lagos. This is what happens when you leave your fatherland and you go somewhere else to live as a slave. a Biafran boy, is now a Lagosian. Do you know the funniest thing? People outside the zoo, people in the rest of the world, will read this news and say, oh, Lagos, Nigerian boy, they will think it's Yoruba. A Yoruba person will walk into an office and say, oh, can't you see, that is my brother, or that scientist all over the world. Because he lives in Lagos. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some will and some wouldn't. This boy, NTA, reported here that a 15-year-old high school student from Lagos, Nigeria. Who are those from Lagos? It's not Yoruba people. It's English language, please. So Yorubas can actually claim this boy as their own and use it to collect money from white people, saying, oh, come, let me go and produce more scientists for you. You know, Yoruba now, anything is an opportunity to defraud. You may have heard of her when news spread around the world. And it's a girl. For your information, not a boy, a girl. They said, oh, I was some people were writing exam. They were writing GCE, physics. When this little girl was writing her physics exams, you didn't read about it in the newspapers. A girl. She traveled around the world with a group of girls from the zoo who designed a urine-powered generator. She is the lead scientist. Mamani Kojinwo generator. Mamani. Urine instead of petrol. Urine. Should I continue with this news? An Igbo girl converted urine and used urine to power a generator. I don't know. This girl's hobbies include Papando means star, for those who don't know. Star in heaven. That is where we come from. I told you that before. Papando. She's a star. Her hobbies include traveling and conducting experiments. In January 2015, she was selected to speak about education and innovation at the World Economic Forum in Davos, where she told the world leaders that they need help to step up their game when it comes to investment in education in Davos. Did you hear about that at Imo radio station or Ochendo radio in Omuahia? No, because that is not your daughter, is it? To promote other people doing well is very difficult. But thankfully, there is Radio Biafra. A little girl, Igbo girl. World science champion. How did she become a champion? She converted urine. She can use urine to give you electricity. She can give you electricity with urine. Even white people cannot do that, can they? You don't know who you are. Why do you think every blessed day we try to remind you as how special you are as a Biafran? That you're a child of God, descended from heaven. We lost the war because we did not plan, and Chukwu Abiam did not want to give us Biafra because we were idol worshippers. I need to say, so Chukwu ndi ocha. A white man came and gave you rubbish and you believed him. That's why you will suffer till you die. Ask Ethiopia and they will tell you. Look at Israel that believed in God no matter what. Are they not free today? People don't reason, you know. No other God apart from me, because I am the Lord of hosts. You don't know the meaning of the Lord of hosts. We continue with the rest of us. That's your daughter, you know. But they said she's a Lagosian. She's from Lagos, Nigeria. So Yoruba, they've already claimed her now. Is Lagos an Igbo land? Of course not. But what do you know? Akwesi do funti banyose na nkapo. Igbo people. Pandemonium broke out at Ohanaeze Ndiara na Ndioshi. I want to read this very news. If we can find it, we'll read it to you. Ohanaeze Elders Council condemns endorsement of Jonathan. Pandemonium broke out at the Ohanaeze Ndibo Secretariat Tuesday of last week during the sharing of the huge sums of money given to the Igariwe-led leadership of the body for endorsing Jonathan's second term. Many persons who were at the endorsement venue smiled home with some tens and hundreds of thousands of naira, and a few got some millions of naira. Some obviously greedy beneficiaries of the Ohanaeze National Cake who felt shortchanged in the sharing formula had revealed to members of the Ohanaeze Elders Council and other Igbo leaders in the zoo and diaspora that Jonathan released 5 billion naira and their leaders hid some of that money, almost 80% of it, for themselves while releasing pittance to them. This particular story was a story that was broken on Radio Biafra when we told the world that everything you hear on Radio Biafra is correct. Some don't quite believe it. But after a while, it comes to pass, as it is now the case with Ohanaeze Ndiara and Ndi Oshi Ndi Na-Agbama. They have been exposed because in the end, as I said before, we are right. We are never wrong. They say, oh, it's very arrogant to say that. How can you say you're never wrong? I said, this is Radio Biafra. We are never wrong. I'm sorry to tell you this. We are never wrong. Eventually, we are correct, proven correct. 5 billion. So if you have 5 billion and 100,000 naira, you can buy them over. Ask them to vote for Satan and they will. All because of money, peanuts. Okay, ice cream. We continue. Some members of the House of Representatives yesterday lamented the stand of security agencies who said they could not be available should the earlier scheduled Friday polls take place. The chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, because this we are continuing on the fallout from the postponement of the elections, which leads me to believe that black people are even more stupid than I had thought. People don't have voter cards to go and vote. How do you expect them to conduct elections when millions of people would have been disenfranchised? You know, I don't know, Chukwu Abiyama. You know that being a black person is a very difficult, it's like a disease, incurable disease. I don't understand these people, you know. People think that by being very smart, they will say, oh, but how can you read about our sister, who is the science champion of the world? And then you say that we are stupid. I say, yes, you are. Individual survival in a collective setting or context is immaterial. What matters is how a society thinks. If I have a house and I have a generator, it's only me that have light in my village. Do you think that is a good thing to have? The answer is no. What matters is when everybody is enjoying the same thing. This is the mentality of black people that I worry about a lot. Collectively, as a people, as a group of people, we don't think very well. Listen, the way to survive as a group is different from how you survive as an individual. Individual survival is different from group survival. Group survival means you have to sacrifice something for the well-being of the group. Whereas personal survival is that you can do anything selfish. That is why it is called selfish. It's just yourself alone to be able to survive. That is a very monumental, massive, massive difference. Black people, isolated cases may be brilliant, but collectively are useless and hopeless. Why do you think there's never been any sensible revolution or public uprising in the whole of black Africa? White people have done it. Latin Americans have done it. Asians have done it. Arabs have done it, even in North Africa. But black people can never rise up in collective revolution. Never, ever, ever. It is not in their brain. Their brain is not wired that way. It's genetic. Black people cannot have an organized revolution. Our mother started in Aba. And did the rest follow? The answer is no. The rest abandoned them. That is a black person for you. That is why we are slaves all over the world. That is why if you go to London now, you see black people cleaning toilets. Why? Because we don't think as a group. You think about yourself. Oh, me, myself, and I, and my children. Atahiru Jega, who on Saturday night announced the postponement of the elections to March 28 and April 11, respectively, following series of meetings held with relevant stakeholders. Although Jega said INEC was fully ready for the polls, various security agencies told him that they could not guarantee the safety of voters and INEC ad hoc staff during the February polls and requested for 6 weeks to be able to fully be ready. However, some members of the House of Reps told a national newspaper over the telephone that the reason given by the security agencies showed that they failed woefully in their responsibility, having been notified of the post about a year ago. Rep. Representative Aliyu Sani Madaki, APC, Kano State, said heads of security agencies should resign due to what is described as their inability to carry out their primary functions. But you, as a rep, have you carried out yours? You believe in furniture allowance, travel allowance, constituency allowance, even wife allowance. Have you done your job? Is there electricity in the country? Is the Naira holding its own against foreign currencies? No. Have you created jobs? The answer is no. Have you built roads? The answer is no. Any meaningful infrastructure? No. Why do you think you have the right to carpet or to castigate the service chiefs? I'm asking the House of Reps member. All of you are monkeys together. But of course, I agree with him in a way. Chief of Air Staff who cannot fly in the air. Amazing. Elections will not be postponed any further, according to Dasuki. All known Boko Haram camps will be taken out. They won't be there. So why haven't you taken them out before? Why now? They will be dismantled, Dasuki said when asked what gains could be made against the insurgents before March 20th. The new date for the zoo, for the monkeys in the zoo to go out like idiots to go and try to vote in criminals for another 4 years. Nigeria's National Security Advisor Sambo Dasuki told AFP on Monday that an ongoing multinational offensive against Boko Haram will destroy all known Islamic camps within the next 6 weeks. Nigeria vote will not be postponed any further, according to the Security Advisor. The election will not be postponed past March 28th. Let us see what is going to happen. We continue this evening. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. This is not a recording because the time now is 23 past 9 p.m. in the evening. 23 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, please. This is live program. If you're listening and the time is not 23 minutes past the hour where you are, then you are listening to a replay. This is the night of the 10th of February 2015. If today's date is not the 9th, or if you're in the Far East, the 10th, if you're in America, still your 9th. No, if you're in the Far East, it is your 11th. If you're here, it is your 10th. In America, it is your 9th. You know you're listening to a replay. But we are live right now, this very second. The monkeys told to reason. Sambo Dasuki knows something that the rest of the know is an opinion. We are not in that very business. As somebody is complaining that the monkeys in the zoo are being held to ransom. This is another news headline this evening, which I love so much. The zoo is not quite the most corrupt country on earth, I'm reading, according to the Mail newspaper in England. These are, you know, the lovers of Hausa Fulani, the lovers of Islam. They have spoken. Nigeria is not quite the most corrupt country on earth, but according to Transparency International, which monitors international financial corruption, it is not far off from being the worst in the world. Coming a shameful 100, this is an article written by Michael Burley for the Daily Mail. So that goes to show that people are listening to us and they are following. We are the only people hitting the zoo hard, everybody said there, on their corrupt practices. And the world are listening. That is why Radio Biafra on Facebook continues to grow exponentially. They're largest in the whole world. Radio Biafra on Facebook is awesome. Radio Biafra London is awesome. We are telling you what white people are thinking of the zoo. You Nigerians, what they think of you. The zoo came a shameful 172 out of 213 nations surveyed. Only countries as dysfunctional. Only countries where there are no governments. As derelict and dysfunctional and downright dangerous as Haiti or the Congo are more corrupt. Every corrupt country in the world is black, you know, mind you. Black people. You know, corruption. Nisioji. Black and corrupt. Devilish people. Corrupt people. Because you mixed with the entities of darkness. That is why you're corrupt. In theory, the zoo with 170 million strong population should be prospering in a country that is in recent years has launched 4 satellites into space and now has a burgeoning space. No, it's not here, please. There isn't. Where did they launch the satellite from? Do you see why you were getting it wrong? Please, the zoo did not launch any satellite. From which space? Oh my God in heaven. Oh, you but please. The zoo did not launch any satellite. They tagged on to satellites launched by other people. They are renting a space. They are renting transponders on satellites. The zoo. Where did they, is it from Kogi or Yobe or Adamawa? Is it from Zamfara? Where did they launch this satellite from? I'm asking. Where? The zoo, they have no satellite. It's borrowed. It's just like when somebody goes to China and asks them to make a phone. They bring the phone here and you write your name. You say you have made a phone. No, you have not. You have not made anything at all. You're just buying and selling. The zoo is sitting on crude oil reserves estimated at 35 billion barrels, enough oil to fuel the world for more than a year, not to mention 100 trillion cubic tons of natural gas. This is why the British love you. This is why they gave your land over to our Fulani, because of oil, man. Oil. Do you know the highest paid legislators in the world? The zoo. The basic wage of an average senator or House of Reps is £122,000 a year, more than the British Prime Minister. An average idiot in Abuja earns more than the British Prime Minister, and you call yourselves Nigerians without shame nor honor. People, see, after this, you still ask me, why do you want Biafra? Because you are one of the most corrupt countries. In fact, you are the most corrupt country in the world. Because every other country that ranks below you in terms of corruption, they are countries without a state. They are dysfunctional states. Every normal state in the world, you are the most corrupt. You Nigerians are the most corrupt. You steal. And you steal and you steal. People are criminals. As a Nigerian, you're a rogue. A certified criminal. No wonder even places like, some of you don't know this, even UAE, Dubai, they will no longer admit you to come into their country if you are less than 40 years of age. People are criminals. Nigerians are rogues and criminals. Vagabonds. Call yourself a Nigerian, you are less than an animal. Ordinary house mice is better than you. Or mouse, as the case may be. Election postponement, Muslims are crying because they thought they have rigged elections. But of course, anytime they go to the polls, Jonathan will lose. Mind you, if he rigs the election, they will kill him. As simple as that. Jamaatul Nasil Islam have today urged politicians to desist from making violence-prone utterances capable of creating already more tense situation in the zoo, in their country. The JNI, they are called Jamaatul Nasril Islam, said already there is tense situation of grief and anxiety in the country. In your own country, Onye Hausa, Fulani Hausa man, in your own country, you have Boko Haram. You people enjoy the oil, you have your oil wells, and yet you are the ones killing people. Why? Why are you killing people? The problem is where you are. The Sultan, all the MS of the zoo, you should go and caution yourselves, don't caution other people. Nigeria was never a country until the white man came. That is why most of you worship the picture of a white man in your houses. After all, a white man is now a creator. They can come and create Nigeria and you're all Nigerians. No wonder you worship the picture of an Italian in your houses because you're daft. Then FROC, I don't worship. Go to Exodus chapter 20. Don't worship any image. That's what God said. But what are you doing today? Worshipping an image. Indeed, believe around who can't reason properly. You kneel before a statue. The same reason why Chukwu Obiama was upset with Israelites in the wilderness in Egypt. For using their earrings to mold something. It doesn't matter what you mold. Even heaven said, you cannot make any image. And said, this is God. But today you have the picture of an Italian with palmed hair. You bow down before a picture. You are an idol worshiper in a pharaoh. You don't know the word of God. Graven image. No wonder you lost the war between 67 and 70. Now we worship Tukwu Abiama. This Alamajiri. Ndi Awosa, Ndi Alakoba. Hajunu non, big time. Why is that? Don't you know that in the scriptures, anytime the children of Israel derail, Tukwu Abiama will use their neighbors to punish them. The same thing is happening to you. You run away from God. Tukwu Abiama is using not outside, Awosa Fulani, and you're about to punish you. Can't you see the similarities? But maybe some of you are too blind to see it. Here we open your eyes. This is Radio Biafra. We must preach the gospel that heaven asks us to preach. You may not like it, but I don't give a damn. Or the world will come to an end. The word of God must come to pass. That's what we preach here on Radio Biafra. Two major political parties in the March 28th presidential election, the PDP and the APC, besieged the venue of the 11th Delegate Conference of Nigeria Labour Congress for votes in Abuja on Monday. They went to canvass for votes. Oh my goodness me. Buhari said that the Zulu government spent $32 billion on defense in 5 years. Where is the money? Where are the aircrafts? No, I will tell you where the money is. Chief of Air Staff, Chief of Naval Staff. You give the Chief of Naval Staff money to go and buy a warship. He will eat the money. They don't even have independent defense procurement committee in the Senate or House of Reps. I want Biafra to come tomorrow. In Biafra. Oh my goodness me. White people, if you're listening, of course you listen. In Europe and in America. Why are you afraid of Biafra? Allow us to create Biafra. You won't have refugee problems anymore. Every refugee will come to Biafra land. Because we will be the most developed black country anywhere on this earth. Black Americans will prefer to live in Biafra land than to live in Chicago within 6 years. Why are you afraid? That is why you brought monkeys and animals, Awosa Fulani and Yoruba, to come against us. You are supporting them remotely. You support them. When an Igbo woman goes to hospital to have a child, they take away an Igbo child and replace that child with Awosa person. One, you colonial was a lot and all. And name the child Ikechibu Obinna. You don't know he's an Awosa boy. We continue. A mother of three, Mrs. Ayesi Balogun, a woman who is married, mother of three, was allegedly raped and killed on Saturday by Awosa Fulani people in a place called Asa Village in Oja, Odan area of Yewa, North Local Government area of Ogun State. What happened to this woman? Mrs. Ayesi Balogun happens every day in Biafra land. But you know our women are very proud. They don't tell their children. You'll be there to say your mom is dead. She went to farm last week, today she's dead. Oh, brother, and there was an apari. And we tell you, let us get Biafra, and you are in America, you are in Canada talking rubbish. Talking nonsense. When your mothers are being raped all over the place. The woman is dead, raped and killed. Why did this woman die? Because she is a Nigerian. The British people and the Britain, they brought everybody together. Britain brought savages. Britain, it shall never be well with them. Britain brought savages and evil people to come to contaminate the blood that descended from heaven. Even Yoruba people are being killed as well. Imagine what is happening to your women. That is why we need Biafra. Tate Echiechi, not wasting time. The Federal Accounts Allocation Committee shared a total sum of 7.75 trillion among 3 tiers of government within 2014 fiscal period. This is the money they shared amongst themselves. 7.73 trillion. Trillion, not billion, trillion. That the same people asking you to vote for them. That is why going out to vote makes you a complete and utter buffoon. They have stolen money. 7.75 trillion. In only 1 year. This is where your money is going. In Swiss bank accounts, in American bank accounts, in Namibian bank accounts, in Ghanaian bank accounts. Your money is there. You are voting for them again. If you go out to vote, you're a fool. PDP in Plateau giving bags of fertilizer for PVC. They're buying votes for fertilizer bags. Black people are indeed daft. When I tell you, you think I'm joking. Ahead of the postponed elections, we report that the ruling PDP is distributing federal resource purchased bags of cement to people in exchange for their permanent voter cards. This is variably happening in Plateau State and may be happening in other parts of the zoo. Jonathan is fertilizing people's minds with bags of fertilizer. You may not understand it, but that is the truth. This is Radio Biafra. Ships that they've been expecting, they are now here. These ships are laden with food, with petroleum products, that are now in Lagos. So you can now buy kerosene. But you have refineries in Warri, in Port Harcourt, I understand. Also, you have one in Kaduna. Is that correct or not? But they are not working. You have hundreds upon millions of unemployed youths. Millions unemployed. Three refineries closed down. You take your crude oil to Yobo Land, where they are employing their own young ones to come and refine the oil, and you buy it back at twice the price. How foolish can you be, black people? Terrible, terrible, terrible people. This is Radio Biafra. We have now concluded our news presentation. Our headlines are accompanied by a news summary, and our lines are now open. You are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will take your call. On a night, we are presenting to the whole world once again the unique attributes of Biafran people. We are a Biafran girl. Papando is her name. She is the top science student in the whole world. Our lines are open and you can now call Radio Biafra. We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra. Our lines are +234 816 861 3291. And also, if the barrister can get back to me, I will mostly appreciate it. Our lines are now open, 081-686-13291. We are also on 080-590-98137. We are also reporting this very evening via Tango and Viber as well. Let us go to the line now. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I hope our lines are not playing up. I hope they are not playing up. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. If you wish to call us, please try and do so, because our lines are now open. Our lines are now open. This is Radio Biafra once again. The numbers are 081-686-13291. Let us go to the line and see who is there. Let us go to the line and see who is there. We have a caller on the two lines. Please remain where you are. I shall come to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on the other line, can you hear me?
Yes, so my chairman.
Thank you very much. Please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Is it live broadcast?
That means you are not listening live. I will not take your call. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
The caller on the other line,
turn
can
your,
you hear me?
Oh, my goodness me. Can you turn your system down, please? You are interfering. Can you turn your system down? Yes, I can hear you. Turn your system down. It's interfering. Turn it down and you talk to me. Turn your radio down, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, sir. I can do that.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Adrian Friday. I'm calling from Imo State. I'm an indigenous of Akwaibom State.
You're an indigenous of where, sorry?
Akwaibom State.
Akwaibom, and you're calling from Imo State. Is that correct? And what is your name?
My name is Adrian Friday.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
I'm hearing you from Indonesia.
Thank you very much for calling. You are from Akwaibom. Do you believe in Biafra?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Go back to your village and tell the people of your village very good news. Go and tell them.
I'm here in Imo State. I think my grandfather, then since I hear from you, I used to preach the gospel of Biafra to other people in because the woman that used to tell me about using the far, even I was not believing in that side of the that I hear from you. That is why I said I will ask you the beginning to congratulate you what you have done. But I believe in your work.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Friday. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for listening. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ongoing. It is ongoing.
Yes. We believe in Biafra. No Nigerian can stop us. No legislators can stop us. No SAPs can stop us. Biafra must stand. What I know is that one day, one solid day, a step begins... The journey of 10,000 begins with a step, and we have started the step.
Of course we
Biafra
have.
Must exist.
You see? Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, Barrister, this line is digital once again. Can you hear me? My goodness me. Barrister, I cannot hear you. Try and call us back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please confirm your name for the listening public and where you're calling us from, please. We are live and direct to the whole world. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Esther Bima. I'm calling from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong, thank you very much. What is your father's name, your surname, please?
Esther Bima Ume.
Ume, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you very much for what you are doing for us. We are so grateful here in Hong Kong. We are really, really proud of you. We thank God for giving us somebody like you. Director, also, we want to officially send our sympathy to the family of Professor Odenigbo.
Yes.
We ask God may his gentle soul rest in peace. We will miss him and we will keep on missing him until we take him back home. Director, also, I want to officially announce that we are recognized now in Hong Kong. The Hong Kong government have recognized us and we are registered as indigenous people of Biafra here in Hong Kong.
And that is wonderful news. So the government of Hong Kong have now recognized the indigenous people of Biafra. That is how we operate. We don't believe in running to newspapers. We come here and we speak the very truth. In Hong Kong,
Yes. There
is Biafra Yes. There. Everywhere you are, you have registered Biafra. It means the government of that very place is aware of your existence. And people ask us, how many countries know about Biafra? Everywhere in the world, they know about us. Please go ahead.
Yes. Okay, Director, I want you to do us a favor. Please, if anybody calls from Hong Kong, please ask him to join us, to call our coordinator to join us so that at least people in Hong Kong, we can fund this radio if everyone that come out on the 30th of May should come out. Because after the 30th of May, many of them went back, that the few of us that is coming up, that we are still gathering, we are really formidable. So please, any person that's in Hong Kong that is still a secret listener, it's time for you to come out now. Thank you, Director, and keep on the good work. May God bless you, Director. We love you, and the light of God will keep on shining on you. Be blessed.
Thank you very much, my dear brother, and may you also remain blessed. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and we are preaching this very gospel. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. They cannot hear me. I don't think they can. I do not think they can. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you, and our lines are open. If you call us now, even Obama can listen to your voice. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Is that Radio Biafra?
It is, and we are live as well. We are live and direct. Go ahead.
My name is Charles Chikuma.
Charles, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Aba.
from Aba. Thank you very much. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yes, my director, I want to tell you that you are Gideon.
You are kind. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Fine. And I want to tell you, you read Judges chapter 7, verse 7.
Judges 7, 7.
Yeah. And that particular place, God is telling you that he doesn't need multitude to work with you.
Thank you.
Fine. You need only, you say 100,000 soldiers. And I want to tell you that God is confirming for you that he's going to give you victory with 100 soldiers.
He said.
I am happy. And I am equally a spiritual army for Biafra. A common goal.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I want to tell you that God has ordained Biafra.
He said,
We are marching forward. We are already declared a new nation.
He said,
so I want to tell you, fear not. My God is with you.
Amen and amen and amen.
We are indeed Israelites.
Thank you.
So fear not, wherever you are, nobody can stop you. Israel is unstoppable.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
About 5 years ago, Israel was just about 6 million people, but the whole entire world are fearing them today.
Of course. Of course.
So I want to tell you, Director, we are behind you morning, afternoon, and night.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Fear not, for the Lord has already given you victory. You are the Gideon of the new generation.
He said, you are very kind. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Aba is growing very strong, and before Saturday, I said Enugu will be on CHK 97.6. Everywhere else, we are coming slowly. We are coming slowly. We are not people that go to newspapers to write about rubbish. This is Radio Biafra, after all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, yes.
All right, this will be my Obi calling from Sweden.
Yes, go ahead. Obima, go ahead.
Just to remind all dear fans and friends of dear fans and lovers of freedom all around the world about our embassy in Victoria, Spain, for the program on the 28th of February. Like I said last week, like 2 weeks ago, the whole arrangement on here. We are putting everything in order towards the successful, to see into the successful program on that day. Therefore, I urge all the Air France all over the world, those that have not made their traveling arrangements, to do so on time, as well as accommodation. I said that day that we will bring out the names of some affordable accommodation like hotels and hostels for people that will be traveling down. So that we will do definitely before this week runs out. So I'm urging everybody to make their preparations and itinerary ready on time. And in the same vein, I'm urging all the fans here living in Sweden that will be having our meeting on Friday, 6 p.m. Swedish time. So we used to hold our general meeting on Skype due to different locations where all of us are residing. Therefore, all Biafrans should be prompt on that day, 6 p.m. Swedish time on Friday. Subsequent information and announcement about the Victoria and the airport in Bilbao will still be passed across on there. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Obioma. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. We are coming from Biafra. And I have a caller who has been waiting on the phone. Can you hear me, please? This caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Please give us your name and where you're calling us from, if you
may. Good evening. My name is Comrade Vincent Anene from Adja State.
And where are you calling from right now, this minute? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I would like to commend you for this wonderful work you have been doing. In fact, more for what you are able.
Thank you.
And we are pleased that one day, this fight we are fighting will be fulfilled in Jesus' name.
Isse?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Don't fear anything. Don't fear anything. I believe that we are doing something. We are moving forward. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you for that. Somebody giving us words of encouragement, which is also welcome here on this very platform. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, I want to take your call. Can you turn your system down, please? Can you turn it down?
Hello, director.
Yes, please. You are in a very noisy place. Where you are is very noisy.
Hello?
I can hear you, but you're in a very noisy place. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. They are not paying attention, are they?
Okay.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I want to take your call.
This is Pastor Augustine Edmond.
Pastor, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba. I'm from Niger Delta. I'm a rivers man, but I'm a Biafran also.
Thank you very much.
I love what you're doing. If only my people could understand what is going on and the mess we have been into in the days when Ojukwu declared it and our people failed the law. If they can understand it now, I think we will be in a better position to take over this, to take over what belongs to us. Because for me, I'm very, very angry. But you know, in the days of God, children, the children of Israel, which are our brothers, fought this battle. And they prevail because they see that they are enslaved in Egypt. And God said, rise up. So I see that you are like a Moses of our day, which God will use to march us forward. I am in very good support to make sure that we take what belongs to us. Because I wonder what is in my backyard that I'm suffering for it. Even to eat food in my mouth is so difficult because of why I'm the business of our people. I wonder what good luck is doing over there. I don't know why he's still sitting down there claiming we are one Nigeria. Do you know that as it stands now, the whole hour stands because of what they know they are doing our people. They have left everywhere. In River City, they are not there.
They are not.
In Aba here, you don't see them. Also, why? They know their plan. And our people are so blind and so stupid, they don't even see the time here. They are still over there. I wonder what they are doing there. But I believe that by the day we will put our foot on ground to say we want to take our father's land, which God has given to us, then they will know. Any of them who doesn't hear will die with them there.
Simple. I love what you're saying, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Sir. Which part of River State are you from? Which part of River are you from?
I'm from Ahoda.
Ahoda, thank you very much.
Yes,
thank
you very much. So I am surprised the day when I started to come and all my brothers were saying what they are saying and they are countering them. I was so angry. I wish I was then there. I would have confronted them and told them that what they are doing to us, what Boko Haram have done and caused in this place, it's unbearable this time. We can't continue with it.
It is. I agree with you completely and totally, my dear brother. I agree with you in total.
And I pray that God will keep you. By the grace of God, God will give us victory.
He said. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We are going over to the line. Our lines are so hot this evening. My goodness. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, director. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Ogwa Ikechukwu. I'm from Owerri in Olu local government in Imo State.
Yes.
By the special grace of God, I'm the servant of the people in Abia State. And there are some announcements I want to make about our upcoming meeting that will be held on Sunday. And we will have our meeting on Sunday, and I want all those who are living in Abia State or any part of the state that is around us. So the number that I'm going to give out now, the numbers are 081-51-444-799. The number is, again, 081-51-444-799. For newcomers, the time for the meeting is 3 o'clock, but for the newcomers, they who haven't been in our meeting, I will be there by 12 o'clock to attend to you people and explain many things to you people. Then the proper meeting time is 2 o'clock. So I want all those people who are listening to this program within ABBA, call and you will be directed to what to do. Don't stay back and say, we want to get back to come, but no, you are not doing anything to help the ABBA come. I wonder how it will come. Whether you are standing, you are sitting on your house, you are not doing anything to participate. We want everybody to participate so that by the time all hands will be on deck, then it will be as easy as ABC for the Japan to be arrested. So everybody, both the mothers, the children, the fathers, I want everybody to come out. Those in Umaya, they will still come to the meeting. If you are not in Umaya and you want to come to the meeting, you can call me, I will tell you how to come. So that's why I want to thank you for the work you are doing, and I pray that Chukwudema will help us to resurrect this Biafra. And I'm glad that many people in ABBA are now listening to the radio Biafra in CSK at 7.7. And we are doing a great job. Last week we went into Ayahono, we went into shopping center to share our flyers. By next week we will move into Arara side, which is Shoma, to tell you that radio Biafra is on CSK at 7.5. But thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The whole world is listening and ABBA is waking up and we don't expect anything less. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down. Give us your name and where you're calling us from. We are Radio Biafra.
Okay. I'm Obinna. I'm calling from Delta.
Obinna from Delta. What is your surname? Which part of Delta are you in, please?
My surname is Nome.
And which part of Delta are you in?
I'm supporting the Biafran, and I pray that God will help us to stand.
He say, I need you to tell me where you're listening from. What is your town, your village, your clan? What is it?
I'm from Ebonyi State. I'm from Ifo, local government.
But you're living in Delta State, is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you listening? Yeah. Are you listening to Radio Biafra this minute?
Yes, even yesterday I've listened to it and it's so interesting. I'm saying that God will encourage you to keep it up.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
So, I thank God for everything and God will help us. We Easterners, that God will give us the grace and victory so that this year, since we go in order.
It will. Chukwa Biama is God and everything will be fine here. I am grateful you're listening. When you get up tomorrow morning, go and tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell those around you that we are fighting for Biafra. Tell them that Biafra will come. Tell them everybody will be equal in Biafra. Tell them there will be no Igwe, there will be no Eze in Biafra. All men and women will be born equal before heaven and before this very earth. You will tell those people that Biafra will be the finest country on this very earth. You will tell them that we will work very, very hard. There will be no criminality. Biafra can never, ever be like Nigeria. Nigeria is a den of criminals and rogues. Biafra will be the antithesis of the zoo called Nigeria because Chukwu Abiama will be with us always. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype is also on, please. For those who do not know, our Skype is on. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if I have a caller on the phone. If I do, I must go to them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Abel Elitibu. I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
Stockholm, Sweden. Go ahead. The whole world is listening. Humanity is listening. Please go ahead.
I want to, first of all, announce our meeting that is coming up on Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Yes, go
this
ahead.
This meeting will be in Shahome. I want all the indigenous people of Biafra living here in Stockholm, Sweden, to attend this meeting. It's very, very important. The time of this meeting is 4 o'clock in the evening. And the venue is Shahome. The time is 4 o'clock, and if you wish to join us in this meeting, in case you miss your way, the number to call is 076-7511-457. I repeat, 076-7511-457. This is the number to our PRO, in the person of Ifani Sebastian. Another telephone number you can get rid of us is 073-495-4013. I repeat, 073-495-4013. I urge all the so secret listeners who live here in Stockholm to come and join us. And at the same time, all our old members who have been missing in action, I don't know what is really the problem, but I believe that together we can move the mountain.
Thank you very much. They will come. They will come. No, no.
Thank you.
They
will come. Thank you very much, Director. That's all I have to say for now.
Thank you very much, my brother. And thank you very much, all of you in Stockholm, Sweden. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype, our first caller today on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Director, this is John Paul Chukwuebuka from Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Thank you very much, John Paul. Are you still in the zoo or you've left?
I am back from the zoo. I'm back to Emirates.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to say a very warm good evening to you and to congratulate you for the job well done. And then also a big thanks from me to our brother Chika, who is actually making it possible that the message is being broadcast on the radio through the FM. And I also want to say a very warm congratulations also to the 15-year-old boy who has broken a world record today. And actually, I must say I'm very proud of him, and also proud that he is actually a Biafran, and also that God has actually, that God keeps showing that he has planted a very special talent on all the Biafrans. And also extend my sympathy to the family of Professor Edonibo. Director, I tried so many times to reach you and to join the broadcast while I was in the zoo, but I was not able to reach you. And then the number that I got from my coordinator in UAE here was not actually connecting to you. So, but thank God that at least I am back and able to reach you again and then hear your voice. I say keep up the good work, Director. And may the good Lord bless you.
And bless you too. You have been a very wonderful girlfriend with your very good wife. Thank you very much. And please extend my regards to her. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. It is our delight and pleasure to announce this very evening that we are able to bring you uninterrupted Radio Biafra live transmission from Biafra land. We are very, very pleased that we did that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I'm Uchenna Obinwa Emmanuel. I'm from Anambra State, but I'm living now in Abia State. I'm listening to Radio Biafra every evening.
Thank you.
Every evening.
Where in so Abia are you? Where are you living in Abia? Where do you stay?
Abba.
Thank you very much. Abba is bubbling at the moment. Radio Biafra is everywhere. Go ahead.
I thank you. I was very happy, most especially when we get Biafra, everybody will be equal. There is no equal because I travel out the country and see how they are living. All whites are equal. There is nothing like king, all these things. People are shipping each other. So I am very happy on that word you use. Let every Biafra man, everybody that are fighting or hoping for Biafra, know that when we get the Biafra, things must be equal. With that, God will bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much. And for those who don't understand, for those who do not know, for those who lack the requisite knowledge to absorb what we are preaching here on Radio Biafra, there will be no Igwe. There will be no Eze. And my reference point is a very simple one. I want us to go back to the way that Chukwu Abiam ordained we must live. Because Chi Bueze and not man. Nobody, I said before that if you go to the names we give our children and the names we give to our villages where we come from, or the names that we are giving to our villages, you will find the solution and the answer to each and every of our problem. Madudin Tawuyeze, Chibweze, only Chukwu Abiama is king, not man. We couldn't have produced a 15-year-old scientist if man was king. Chukwu Abiama is king. Today, in Israel, they have recognized it. They don't have a king anymore. Anybody can vote or be voted for to become the prime minister or the president of Israel. People must understand that very, very well. Only Chukwu Abiama in heaven is worthy to be a king. Not man. Not man. And before you say anything, my father is the king of my people. But I don't believe in kingship. I don't believe in succession. I don't believe that some people are more privileged than other people. I believe that everybody is born equal. Regardless of how lowly you are a human being and must be reckoned with. That's what I believe in. I am a true Democrat. I am not fighting for Biafra for some idiot to come out. Say, I'm Igwe, bow before me. You are mad. We are equal. And so shall it be. My opinion, of course. I hasten to add. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Loud, yes, and very clear.
To Obed. My name is Obed Onor. I'm calling from South Africa.
From South Africa. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, I just want to appreciate what you're doing. I'm really amazed, I must say. You know, when our leader, Odumegwu Ojukwu, passed away, I was saying to myself, when are we going to get another leader, you know? So when I heard about Dr. Radio Biafra, I think I heard about it last week, and I tuned in, I heard some words of wisdom. I must tell you, I am more than convinced that we have another replacement in the form of Emeka Odumegwu Ojukwu. And I have no doubt in my mind that Biafra is within our reach. So I don't have much to say. I just call to say, keep up the good work. And the Lord God, Chukwu Abiama, will continue to bless you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abiama also reside with you. Thank you very much for your call. Your words are very kind. They are very encouraging, and we pledge, as always, never to let you down. We can never disappoint. I have a caller on the phone. This same caller will give us his or her name and where they're calling us from, because we are Radio Biafra and the entirety of humanity are listening. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Okay, this is Prince Nwaduka calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. It is evening here, mind you. Before people think we are playing a replay, it is evening here. But I responded to you the way you spoke. Please, go ahead. It's morning in Malaysia, but evening here in Biafra. Go ahead.
Yes, here now it's around 10 minutes past 5 a.m. And we've been listening every day.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you immensely. Well, I'm from Idato South, Imo State, Biafra land. Okay.
Yes.
I want to thank you immensely once again, our beloved director, you and our RDL management team, starting from engineer Uchemefo, Emmanuel Mezu, Clifford Iluanya, Karachi Mamonde, Antonio Dilo, who is here in Malaysia, our national coordinator. Based on the news you read, I thank Chukwu Abiama, I thank God for our daughter that he raised so highly, extremely, unimaginable. So she made this where there is no power supply, where there is no steady electricity. How much more if the light is 24 hours in Nigeria? Did you imagine what the difference has been losing? That is why the Northerners, they don't want light to come into that very nation.
Of course.
That is the reason they don't want light to come, because they know what we can do. They know what is in us. They know that there are millions of them, and that is why they are only fighting to kill each and every. Because if this girl, if not by grace of God, this girl would have died in bomb blast. And from that, her talent would just die off. And that is it. This is the kind of people, this is the kind of personnel they have been eliminating in that very country.
That is true.
And this is what we are passing through. Yes.
That is true.
Secondly, I cried bitterly for our beloved dad who has just passed away, Chief Odenibo. But my brief prayer for him is that he will rest in the hand of Tiku Abiam. That is my prayer for him.
He say, of course he will.
So, yes. Then the other one, my question is concerning America and British. I say, why do they hate us this way?
They do, they because I will tell you, hold on, Oduka, I will tell you why they hate us. The reason why an American president or British prime minister will never mention the word Biafra is this. They mistakenly believe, that their belief is this, is that they know that Biafra land is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. They know that very well. There was a conspiracy going amongst them, especially amongst their intelligence and chattering classes, that if they allow Biafra to emerge, where there was darkness, then light will come. And if that light is to hit Africa, that Jesus Christ will come. The second coming of Christ will happen, and that the world will come to an end. That is what they believe in. People think it's just made up, it's just a story. But I'm telling you, the day I read it, I was in a state of shock. And I had four people confirm it to me. Four, one is a Jamaican, three are the three of them are white people. One Jamaican, black man from Jamaica, living in London, and three other white people. You allow Biafra to come, and they believe that the world will come to an end. Because Biafra quite literally means the coming of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. As simple as that. That's what it means.
They see how we suffer. They see how we suffer. Well, they continue doing their draft and their game. They see all the cries of all the Biafrans. Counting prisons in all parts of the world, everywhere in the world. In fact, we pray that God will avenge. God will avenge for us. Then the other one, I want to ask our brother Jonathan, what is he trying to do in that very court? What is he defending? People don't want you to rule them. People don't want you to be their God or to be their ruler. They say that we are not brothers. What is Jonathan trying to? What is he trying to have for people who do not want you for no one reason? The only reason that a person can give you in that very Nigeria is that we are one Nigeria. That's all. Very foolish answer. And simply because they want crude oil. And that's all. And Jonathan cannot even... I even try to ask myself sometimes, does this man ever try to listen? Does he listen to Radio Biafra? But I know, of course, he listens. But there's no problem. I have no much time to say, but I have to announce our meeting here, please. That in Malaysia here, in Puchong branch, we have our meeting on Saturday, 13th February, in Puchong zone. We have our meeting on 13th February concerning people who are currently listening now. And they should remember our defense fundraising that is coming up on the Friday the 27th of February. So everybody should try to share the invitation they have at hand against that very day, because I know some people might forget. 27th February at Banka Potri, they already have knowledge of it in case they have to spread the message. Then our meeting is coming up on the 13th, which is Saturday, this very coming Saturday. We have our meeting at the usual venue. And the number to call, in case the person wants to meet us, for people who try to come and they don't know how to, 011, I repeat, 26363796. I should repeat once again. 011 26 36 3796. Then the next number is 010-944-3171. Director, please ask me, because you have called Amma. That is why I called, because it's for a very long time I have not been able to call, but we do listen every blessed day. Please continue your work and may Chukwu Abiyama be your protector. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother, for calling. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone calling from the UK. Can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. Our dear brother have just inboxed me from South Africa. He is one of our leaders in South Africa. Chukwudi have just sent me a message to say that the brother that rang from South Africa doesn't attend our family meeting there. That brother, I know you're listening from South Africa. I will encourage you to please call this number to become a part of the Biafran family in South Africa, because we are all over this very planet. We are everywhere. And this very year, we must allow our formidability to come to the fore. We must demonstrate very physically and viably our suitability to lead this very battle into the territories of our enemies. This very year, not next year, because we must march. The number to call for South Africa, if you are a Biafran in South Africa, if you have friends and family in South Africa wishing to join the nearest family to you, there is a number for you to call. This number I will give to you, please. But Chukwudi, you are warned. Idiots will call you. Pathetic, wretched people of the underworld will call you. Those working for Satan. Ekwensu will call you. You must be very strong. If you are not strong, you cannot be one of us. Because our WhatsApp people are trying their best. They are calling their sons and their daughters that they gave birth to in Biafra land to rise up against us. You must be very, very careful. I will give your number. And I pray that Chukwu Abiyama help you. The number to call is this. 0743-167-861. This is for those in South Africa. If you want or wish to join the family in South Africa, this is the number to call. I repeat. 0743-167-861. There is also another number. 0785-165-262. Those are the numbers for you to call if you are in South Africa, if you wish to be part of us. That is the number to call. Please, that number is not meant for idiots to call, please. If you are working for WhatsApp Fulani, PDP Boko Haram, and you're somewhere in Biafra land or anywhere in the world deceiving yourself that you're fighting for Biafra, that number is not for you. For those of them who have been called in truth and honesty to serve the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, that Biafra may be restored. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Hello? No, not working. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. Announce your name to the listening public and proceed to say what you have to say. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, Director. Good evening, dear friends and friends of Biafra. My name is Imen Anya. I'm from Achara in Chiowa in Biafra land. You are welcome to our broadcast this evening. I just have one or two things to say. I just want to remind IPOB worldwide that today is the last day for February 2015 monthly dues. Why tomorrow, Wednesday, the 11th of February, is the last day for the submission by all national coordinators, the names of both the national and zonal coordinators that have paid and those yet to pay their Biafran Defense Fund. Some countries actually have started sending in their own list. I'm sure we are all aware now that the election has now been postponed in the EU to 28th of March and 11th of April 2015, respectively. So those of you who have not paid their Biafran Defense Fund, or those who made past payments, should endeavor to do so as quickly as possible before the end of February 2015. It is actually not enough for people to say that they are with us when in actual sense, they are not with us. And from the list that I have so far, I have observed that the Biafran Defense Fund defeat was actually issued to some people, even though they have not completed their BDF payment. This is unacceptable. For example, let me give just one or two examples. If you are supposed to pay, let's say, 450 euros for family, and you pay only 250, this means you only paid for yourself. What about your wife? Are you counting her out of the IPOB family member? If not, then bear in mind that you are still owing IPOB worldwide a balance of 100 euros more for your wife, which is very necessary because I've seen some payments. Some, you know, leave, and they are just paying 250 euros. That is not complete. If that is, let's say it's an oversight, please try to correct this, because we are here talking about Biafra, not Nigeria, because in Nigeria, anything goes. And we must bear in mind that here in Biafra Restoration, there is nothing like IM, meaning Imam Mahdi. We don't have Imam Mahdi in Biafra Restoration. In case you find yourself among those groups, just consider your receipt relevant or inactive. In other words, your receipt will remain inactive until your BDF payment is complete. As soon as this is done, your receipt will be active again. And please, do not even try to manipulate the receipt to reach different figures, because if you do that, Chukwu Abiyama will get hold of you. And again, IPOB will now have a PayPal account. In case you want to make any payment through the PayPal account, I will forward the whole information to your Continental rep so that you people can make your payment there. This is very important. Today is the last day for the monthly dues. Tomorrow is the last day, which is 11th of February, for the submission by the National Coordinator of the list of national and zonal coordinators, both those that have paid and those that make past payments. Even the countries that have not paid, I'm going to call them out. So please, bear that in mind. We need the defense fund. Everybody must pay the defense fund. Director, that is what I have for now until after tomorrow, then I will come back again. I just want to make it clear to them, because from what I see, some of them were just issuing receipts for 350 euros when actually they are living with their wives. Instead of paying 450, they are paying 350. So I just want to remind them they are still owing 100 euros to the IPOB family worldwide. Thank you, Director. Unless you have any questions for me.
Not at all, my dear sister. I don't. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abiyama always bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for your work, for your country. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you're calling from, if you may. Because Ifama, even Obama Enugu is listening. Ifama from Enugu, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, Chukwu Abiyama will bless you for the good work, for the gospel you have been spreading all this way, and for your efforts towards achieving Biafra.
Thank you.
Whether the devil wants it or not, whether the monkeys in the zoo want it or not, Biafra must come.
He said?
Biafra must come.
He said?
So I say kudos to you. Continue with your work.
Thank you very much.
We are praying for you.
Thank you. And where are you coming from, please?
From Enugu.
From Enugu.
We are spreading the news.
Thank you. Thank you. And FM is coming before Saturday. FM is coming to Enugu before Saturday. On your radio, you can then receive Radio Biafra. All over Enugu before Saturday.
I've been praying for that, because once we the radio entered FM, people will be convinced, because I've been trying to convince people about Biafra. But since they're not, if they hear your voice, I know that they will be convinced. So I've been praying for that, and I believe God that everybody will listen to Radio Biafra here in Enugu.
Of course they will. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear sister.
Bye.
Thank you. I'm a Chukwabi. I'm a bless you. I don't know if anybody here has anything to say. Do you have anything to say? Do you have something to say? Something which is going to be. But before you say so, please, I have our USA national coordinator on the line. I presume that Maramu Gotuku is with us. Is that correct? Maramu Gotuku, can you hear me? He cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. Maramu Gotuku, can you hear me? Not at all. I am going over to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, hello, director.
Yes, please. I can hear you. I can hear you very well. Please don't listen to your radio because there is a delay. Talk to me direct over your phone, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, director. I'm Godwin from Aba.
Godwin Hello? From Aba. What is your surname? What is your father's name?
Godwin Uzigwe from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director. I'm very happy for the work you're doing. We're people that live in Aba.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're listening for response from your radio. There is a delay.
Okay.
Just go ahead and say what you want to say. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, I say may God bless. Yes. Yes, director. I'm praying that God will bless you for the work you're doing for Biafra, so that Biafra will come to reality.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I have a caller on the phone before I go to the one on Skype. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, hello, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Go ahead, please.
My name is Chiksokafo.
Chiksokafo.
I'm calling from Minnesota.
From Minnesota. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, you will say, director, I just want to commend you because every day I always listen to your police radio Biafra 24/7.
Thank you.
I even, you know, call some of my friends and put it on their phone for them, and they were so happy. God bless you, director.
And bless you too. And bless you
God
too.
God richly bless you and give you the strength to continue this struggle.
Thank you.
This is a struggle of prosperity. And at the end, every Biafra will rejoice and give glory to God and remember you in everything they are doing. Because you preaching the gospel, and we are hearing your gospel. We are hearing the word that you are preaching, and we have been confused deep down to our soul. We are hearing you, director, and we are behind you.
Thank you very much. Thank you
so
very
God
much.
God will bless you. And God you will too. Continue to strengthen you every day for the rest of your life as you preach this gospel, because I know Biafra will surely come.
He's
a rising star. It's rising. The sun is coming.
It is rising.
And the whole world will soon see the sun.
Of course. Of course. May you grab him and bless you.
So God will continue to bless you. Bless you in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. Give you strength to begin to preach the truth and nothing but the truth.
So help me God, I will say. Thank you very much for that, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. You are so kind. Thank you. Yes. I have a caller who happens to be on Skype. I promised I will come to them. I have now come to you. Please start by giving me your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, I mean. Your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Good evening, fellow Biafran. Good morning and good afternoon, wherever you are. My name is Clement Oramolo. My name is Clement Oramolo. Can you hear me, director?
Loud and clear. We are listening attentively, loud and clear. Even Obama is listening. Please go ahead.
All right. My name is Clement Oramolo. I'm from Mbahu. I'm from Mbahu in Akanot, local government.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm calling from Malaga. I happen to be the coordinator in Malaga branch here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, coordinator, it's long time anyway. I couldn't talk here because of I traveled and I was like up and on. But I'm back now and I just want to use for you to meet you for the work we have been doing. I'm seeing it and hearing it every day. And I say, may Chukwu Abia Mako continue to stand to you. Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much.
And I use this opportunity to tell my brothers in Malaga here. We have our meeting last week, and we are going to have another meeting. Let us gather in the same venue where we are doing our meeting in Cristo de Rey on Friday by 8 o'clock, because we are going to meet our family that stays in our Biafran family that lives in Romorino, Benamadina, and Fijiola. And we are promised to go and establish another branch there. So we are using this media to tell everybody to gather at the same time. We are going to be there by 8 o'clock.
Very good.
And we are very happy that many of our families are receiving this Radio Biafra in radio and everything. We thank Chukwu Abiamo for his work. And we encourage everybody, wherever you are, we know you are listening to us. You are a Biafran living in Malaga or outside of Malaga. Try and identify yourself to your family here in Malaga. Stop going back, because if you are going back, our people say going back is dead. We have to move up. We have to forge ahead so that we can get what we are looking for. So I greet everybody and I greet you once again, Director. May Chukwu Abiamo continue to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much. People are calling us from right across this very planet, and we must attend to them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Federal Republic of Biafra, Aba.
Thank you very much. Please, what is your name?
I am Okechukwu Ebo.
Okechukwu, thank you very much. We welcome you to this program. The world is listening. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm very, very grateful. I'm very, very grateful for the thing you are doing for us. And even I am spreading the news all over my area that Biafra is now in existence. That even people couldn't believe me. The time last week, I was telling them that there is a radio station now called Biafran Radio Station on board now. They couldn't believe me then until I carried my radio. I went to the market and buy this small wall receiver. I took it to that place, which was where I'm working. Many of Biafran Igbo boys are full that place. So I took it to that place and I showed them the place that they can search the station. Then they are now confirming it. They are now calling me that the thing is real. So I thank you so much. I am still spreading the news to others where it has not been, which I know that God will help you and make you use Moses and the other people. They let the people of Israelites to the Canaan land. So we are marching forward to see what God is going to do for us, and He has done it already.
Yes.
May God bless you in Jesus' name.
Isse. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I believe that we have at last the United States of America coordinator for the indigenous people of Biafra. Maramu Gochukwu is on the line. Is that correct?
People's love, Enyimba City, Coast City, you are wasting your time. Come out and support this noble cause so that we can go home and enjoy our freedom. All the people here in U.S., if you want to come, and we want you to come, call me. My phone number is 214-418-2880. I repeat. 214-418-2880. we need to open more continental zones all over America. People from Nebraska already came out. We need people from Mississippi, New Orleans, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Please, these people, who I know that their friends are living over there. Please call this number. I wouldn't mind to fly down to you and help you to do whatever it takes to make sure you have your family going on. So we need everybody to come on. Thank you, and God bless you, Director.
Thank you very much. That was our USA coordinator, Madam Ugochukwu. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. I understand that we lost connectivity a short while ago. It is no fault of any of the systems we are using. It's just that the volume was so high, so it hung. But we rectified it, and we thank you for bearing with us. I have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
My director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Kennedy Titus Ugochukwu. I'm calling from Istanbul, Turkey.
Thank you very much.
Director, I know this morning I've been listening to the repeat program, and I was thinking, you know, I think that the world is afraid because that is why they don't want to give space for this Biafra to emerge, because they know. Even the United States of America President Obama knows that another United States of Biafra is going to emerge from Africa. That is what they are afraid of. Now, Chukwu Abiyama is giving them small sample by raising this our sister to the whole world to see what Biafran people will be capable of doing if they have their freedom. And in my own reasoning, you are greater than even Obama, because you know more than him. You know more than him. You can handle the affair of United States without any problem, without any fault, because you know more than him. That is, God endowed you with even, I don't know how to explain this thing for the world to understand what the Afghan people is capable of doing. The Afghan people, God bless. These people don't want to let us go. But whether they like it or not, Biafra, we are going. Definitely we are going. You know, during the time of their life in the land of Egypt, when God performed wonders, do this one for Pharaoh to let his people go, they were hardening their heart. But God is using this word to set an example. And Biafra, we are going to set a world record that when our unborn children will come out, they will say, really, Chukwu Abiyama is the God of this Biafran people.
Of course.
So, Director, you don't need to be afraid. One, the God that is beside you, put the whole world together, they cannot even defeat you, because you have the mandate of God upon your life. You understand? Like always you say, you need only 100 men. 100 men born before they were conceived in their mother's womb. They have already been destined to be a Biafran minister. People that will not be afraid before their enemy.
Of course.
Director, you know, when I listened to your voice, I will be always shedding tears. I don't know why the tears is coming. But when I look down in the spirit, when Elijah said to his servant, one, the people that is with us is greater than the people that are against us. But people will not listen to this message with the spiritual eye. They will think our brother and the director is saying for saying sake. You are not saying for the saying sake. But one, the people that is with us, put the whole world together. Oh, director, you know, when I look down in the spirit, God is fighting our battle for us. This Fulani people, one day they will collapse. They will try to suppress people God has not suppressed. But one day, earth is going to open its mouth, and they are going down as the earth closes its mouth. They are going down. Definitely they are going down. One with God is majority. Director, be strengthened. Be courageous. Do not be afraid before your enemies, because they are nothing before you. You have already crushed them, because truth is life.
And you are surprising them with the power of truth. Because truth is so powerful. Even if they resist it for some time, but the truth is going to sink into them. The one day they will stand and say, let these people go. Definitely. Because leave this thing, I'm telling you, definitely the word is letting us go. Not too long now, the word is letting us go. Because this truth you are preaching is sinking. Even Obama, as he listens, he knows that you are greater than him. He cannot, although he's sitting in the seat of world power. Obama cannot be comparing himself with you. You are greater than him. Let him go and sit down. Let him go and sit down. If he wants to learn, let him come to you and learn and acquire more knowledge to rule the world. Because he doesn't have what it takes to rule the world. Better, you are greater. Put the world together, you are greater than them. Chukwu Abiamu is with you. I pray that God will always bless you.
He said, and bless you as well. He say you are very, very kind. Thank you very much. Thank you, my Deborah. Thank you very, very much. I have another caller who happens to be on the phone. This caller, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good day, sir.
Thank you very much, and good evening to you. Where are you calling from? Turn your system down if you can, please. Turn your system down. I can hear it. Good evening.
Okay. My name is Dozie. I'm Dozie Metimusid. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have been listening to this for some time now. I don't really have much to say. I want to thank you for taking this mantle on yourself and to let you know that we are listening. Actually, we are listening. You are not alone. You understand? Whatever we have to do to support, definitely we will be able to do that. I just want to encourage you. You are doing a good job. Keep it up. We will do whatever it takes to support you, to back you. Whenever you need our attention, we'll be there to support you. And one more thing I want to say about this Biafra FM is, you see, my people say somebody who does not know where he is coming from, those people who do not know where he is heading to, you really need to study the history of Biafra. Then you know why we are going through what we are going through today. But one thing is sure, we'll definitely get to our destination. You understand? Our destination is not Nigeria. Our destination is a nation of our own, which I see emerging. By the grace of God, it's not going to take time. It's not going to take a long time from now. And we'll be there. God bless you.
And Chukwu Abiamu, bless you too. I also strongly recommend that you join the Biafran family in Malaysia. The closest family meeting to you is what you attend. If you wish to attend the national meetings, you are also welcome to do so. But this is an announcement for everybody, please, wherever you are. You must start a family. There is none around you. Where one exists, please endeavor to attend a family meeting, because we are indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, all over the world. People may want to be like us, even emulate our approach, but they can never be like us because they were never called by heaven to this very work. Chukwu Abiamu determined that we should come and not man. Heaven asked us to come, and in so doing, ensure that this very gospel is preached without fear. This very gospel is preached in truth and in every honesty, that in the end, every honor and glory will go to Chukwu Abiamu. We must continue. I must defer to those of them who are here who wants to speak. Please be able to do so. Go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. I remain Iwuala Chibueze. I want to make a contribution about the news that the director read on corruption and one of our sisters who has, made a landslide in the area of science. She reminds me of Philip Emeagwali. You know, because we are black people, a lot of things are being denied from us. Bill Gates is not much different. In fact, Bill Gates is not different from Philip Emeagwali, because the dual core you talk about today, called i3, called i5, called i7, they all came to be as a result of Philip Emeagwali's invention. So in other words, the supercomputers today that run all these weather applications, all these powerful systems today, they are the idea of Philip Emeagwali. So, the same thing happens to this, our sister. And we here on the ground, I can bet you that there are 1,001 persons out here that are more better than Philip Emeagwali and this, our sister today. But because they do not have anybody to sponsor them, they are not opportune. And Nigeria has not given them the opportunity. In fact, they will write jump 100 times and they will be failed. They won't be given the opportunity to come up and showcase the world what they are made up of. My dear brothers and sisters, they are looking up to you. You are in Europe, who they believe they have seen the light to come to their rescue. And I'm not asking you to come and give them money or sponsor them, but I'm asking you to support the indigenous people of Biafra, which Nnamdi Kanu is championing the affair to ensure that this great nation is restored, where everybody will be treated equal. If you have something to offer, you do not need to go to the president. You do not need to go to the governor. Right from the school, very close to you, you will be picked to come and showcase what you have. That is the type of country we are yearning for, where there will be equality. You do not need to be the daughter or son of a governor or a prime minister or a senator. Everybody will be given equal opportunity. That is why I am calling each and every one of you Ndi Igbo. Ndi Igbo. This Igbo something will not help us. You better come out now so that we will restore our country and be recognized once more as human. On the other hand, I want to say something about the corruption. Corruption has eaten deep into the fabric of everybody, I say everybody, in this contraption called zoo. But those people who are on the receiving end are the so-called Igbo people. I give you an instance. I boarded a vehicle today coming from Lagos to Aba. Fortunately or unfortunately, it was a Yoruba man who was going to deliver the vehicle at Aba. Now, immediately before you get to Ore, we started seeing custom people. From that place down to Onisha, before you re Ifete, we met about 6 custom people. Do you know what happened? Each station or each checkpoint, they will stop us and say, "A paper." He will give them his paper. After that, when they check the paper and call PTML, and they say the paper is valid, they will say, "Officer on duty. Money for officer on duty." Ah, the boy will say, "What thing be money for officer on duty?" They say, "Money for officer on duty." They say, "Where are you from?" The man will tell them, "I'm a Yoruba man." They say, "Why? What are you going to the east to do?" He say, "You're going to deliver vehicle. Is it your job?" So they ask all sorts of questions, try to put the man confusion into head. But that man insisted that he's not giving them anything. They now told the man that this vehicle was supposed to be cleared with 300,000 naira, but that they paid 100 and something thousand naira. Since he refused to pay officer on duty, that they are going to impound the vehicle. The man insisted that he do not have money. Now, the man told me something that made me to start weeping for my people. The man said he has had an experience that from the first checkpoint, because all of them we saw today were Hausa people. The man said from the first point, if you give them money, they will phone their brothers that are on the second checkpoint that so-so-so vehicle is coming. They should never let the man go. They should hold the man and collect money. That they will leave you. If you carry his beat, they will leave you. But they will make sure that their brother gets hold of you and collects much more than the one they collected. ndị Igbo unu meena n'onwe unu ebere. Ndị Igbo meena n'onwe unu ebere. Meena n'onwe unu ebere. I am asking each and every one of you who still have some brains in his head, who still have some thinking faculty, to come to his senses, to realize that we are dead people working in this contraption called Nigeria. And the only way we can come out of this slavery is by supporting the indigenous people of Biafra, which Nnamdi Kanu is at the head of it. Because if you do, Biafra will be restored. And it is only when Biafra has been restored that we'll be recognized as a human being. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And Mechukwu Abiyama also bless you immensely. This is Radio Biafra. We have been on the air for a very long time. We are doing this work because we are called to do it. And there is no other way to describe this very effort than to say that heaven is fully aware of what we are doing, and Biafra will come in our lifetime. Unless we forget, before we forget, the man who said that Biafra is being restored and not actualized, and since then, people have understood it, because we are a people driven by common sense, is Professor Innocent Odenigbo. He said, you are not actualizing anything. You don't actualize something that has been in existence before. You can only restore it. Very simple logic, very simple argument. That is why Professor Innocent Odenigbo will be there to our hearts forever and ever. The man who taught us to recognize that we are bringing back the kingdom of heaven, not pursuing it for the very first time. We are not on IPOB actualizing anything. That is for grammar for those who didn't go to school. We are restoring Biafra because Biafra has been in existence for 5,000 years. We are restoring her to her glory. We are not actualizing anything. You only actualize what has never been in existence. Can't you see? We have no competition because we are educated, we are learned, we understand what we are required to do because we are patriotic and above all, Chukwu Abiyama is with us. And we are Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world, the IPOB, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Thank you for tuning in this evening. My name is once again Bright Chimezie Ishinwa. I am from Ahaji in Ebema LGA, Imo State. Thank you, my brothers and sisters all over the world. I thank those who have been supporting what our wonderful director is doing for our people and also trying to restore our Biafra land for us to have our freedom, just as Abraham just said it well. Igbo people are under occupation by the Hausas and the Yorubas. That's the reason why our director, who Chukwu Abiyama have sent to do this very job, and also to restore us to our very land, so that whatever talents you have, you can come and showcase that talent. Not by saying you're not from here, you're not from Igbo, you're not from Yoruba, you're not from this and all that. You don't need to belong to a particular place for you to be recognized in which talent you have. You only need to have something upstairs and you will be recognized. My people, those who are at home seated waiting for when action is being taken, please come out and support what this wonderful director is doing, so that the action can be actualized. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This Radio Biafra, I said we must try and accommodate as many calls as possible. That is exactly what we're trying to do, because we have been incommunicado for about 3 days now, which is not acceptable. Neither is it good for this very effort. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director.
And good evening from here. Please go ahead.
My name is Samuel Namani, and I'm calling from Malaysia. I want to use this opportunity to announce our upcoming program on this coming Saturday, 14th of February. It's a bazaar stroke fundraising. We are calling upon every Biafran living here in Malaysia
whether old or new members, to turn out this coming Saturday, 14th. The venue of the program is Onowu Restaurant, Kepong. All robbers of freedom, friends of Biafra, we are calling upon you, as long as you are living in Malaysia, this coming Saturday, 14th, please come out in mass at Onowu Restaurant, Kepong. And I want to call few numbers for direction for those that are coming. You can call this number for direction 016-284-7570. I repeat, 016-284-7576. Also, I want to use this medium to announce our zonal meeting. If you are a Biafra and you are living in Sadang, we'll be having our zonal meeting on 13th, this coming Friday, time 4 p.m. Those of you that are listening to Radio Biafra Secretary and those that are listening in open, come out in mass as we join hands to restore our Biafra. For direction, you can call this number as well, 014-36-15-787. I repeat, 014-36-15-787. Thank you, Director. I'm the Chukwa Adama. Continue to guide and direct you as Biafra come under your watch. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for bringing Radio Biafra and for such wonderful announcements. Thank you very much. We are live and we are direct and humanity is listening. This is Radio Biafra. I am trying as much as possible to overrun this program this evening and in the same process be able to accommodate as many calls as possible. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Darlington Daberichi. I'm calling from Imo State over Akwakuma.
Akwakuma, thank you very much. Are you listening to Radio Biafra Live at this very moment?
Yes, I'm listening to Radio Biafra Live.
And could you be kind enough to please tell us how you are listening to Radio Biafra? Are you listening via radio or via satellite? How are you listening?
By radio, 96.7.
Thank you very much, that'll be 97.6. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Also, sir, I want to appreciate your good work for the actualization of Biafra. I say, may the good Lord continue to strengthen you in Jesus' name.
I say amen to that. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was the young man calling us from... Is it Mbarakuma? Is it? Abakuma. What is that? In a word. Towards all... How can they bypass... How can people, you know, where they say they don't get it? When people in a... Where? Abakuma, is it? Towards the where? Towards all... Is it closer? Is it maybe it's... do you think it is the signal strength? No, it cannot be that one, is it? My goodness, how is that possible? How can the whole of Owerri... Islam is there. That is why the gospel of Chukwu Abiama is not hitting Owerri at this very moment. It's bypassing Owerri and going to Olu Road. It will travel... My goodness, I don't know how that thing works anyway. But we shall try and rectify it. This is Radio Biafra. I thought I had a call on the phone, but unfortunately they are no longer there. Therefore, that may be a cue for us to please try and prepare for morning broadcast, because we must now draw curtains and bring this very fine edition to an end. We never had an interruption today because our line only cut as a result of the inability of the system to cope with the volume of, you know, the volume levels imputed into one of our devices here. That's all. We never had an interruption because Chukwu Abiama is God. We are here. We are live. We are direct. And once again, I must thank each and every one of you for having joined us this very evening. To some of you, Biafra is just a country to be restored. Those who are still slightly ignorant of the facts still say that Biafra is a country to be actualized. But to us and for all time and every intent and purpose, Biafra is not just a country. Biafra is not just a nation. To us, Biafra is more than all of that. To me, it represents a religion. Biafra is the only way through which you can worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty. Biafra, therefore, is our religion. here on Radio Biafra is where we worship Chukwu Abiama, because only him is God. This same God which we beckon upon every blessed day because he's not human. This same God that is spirit will guide and bless and sustain each and every one of you and your families, because we all need each and every one of you to see Biafra in this very lifetime. But very critically and more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama we call upon all the time will bless this country called Biafra. I thank you very much. You will join us again tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. I will be hosting this very program. We shall come to you live and direct. But from me, from here in Biafra land, this very day, it is simply good evening.
Oh, hail Biafra.